Dodge.com. It's a Fort Dodge team, John, that likes to spread things out. They will go four wide receiver. They'll go five receivers at times. Aisley Thornton is the quarterback. Thorson, for Fort Dodge. 63% completion percentage and 1,500 yards. Those are the good numbers. Not so good numbers. He's thrown 12 interceptions. When he gets a little pressure on him, he tends to just throw it into a crowd.
Well, the other thing he tends to do is run, and he's got some pretty decent rushing stats on the year, too. So when you go empty backfield, though, Scott, that presents a problem for even the best of defenses. If you don't see anybody in the backfield and all receivers spread all the way to both sidelines, that's going to make it difficult. Now, here's the good news for the Kennedy Cougars and their defensive coordinator, who happens to also be their head coach, Brian White, and that is that you've had a whole week to get ready for this. So there almost is probably nothing that the Dodgers can throw at the Cougars that's going to present some kind of a need to stop, call a timeout, reconfigure, scratch your head a little bit. They're going to be ready for probably anything Fort Dodge has tonight.
Kennedy making their 18th appearance in the state football championship playoffs. The Cougars are 16-18 overall, and of course 8-1. Coming into this one here tonight. Fort Dodge, 17 appearances. They have made the playoffs the last 2 years in 2018 and 2019, but 2-16 all time in postseason play. You got to go back to 1994 for the last Fort Dodge win in a playoff game. It's been a long dry spell for the Dodgers.
Well, and that's about the time that Coach Matt Miller came to Fort Dodge and took over, and he has changed in the last several years. He has really changed the attitude and the philosophy of Fort Dodge's team. They were 7-2 last year, made the playoffs. So this is a team that has been to the playoffs in the lifetime of the guys that are on it right now. So, you know, they're on the road tonight. The weather's stacked against their type of offense they're going to run, but it's not as though they haven't played. They were in last year.
It's a Kennedy team that we know wants to run the football. 408.1 yards of total offense per game, sixth in 4A. Number two in the state in 4A in rushing at 324 yards a game. It's a Fort Dodge team that likes to throw the ball a little bit more, especially without Clayton, their top running back. This Fort Dodge team gives up 164 yards per game on the ground. They have given up some big, big yardage numbers to good teams. Ankeny Centennial had a runner go over 300 against them earlier this year, and that was the one thing talking with some of the Fort Dodge media folks earlier on tonight that they're really worried about.
And they should be, because in Cedar Rapids Kennedy, you've got one of the best offensive lines in 4A, and they want to come out tonight and just continue to do what they have done to everybody pretty much all season. And yes, that includes even number one ranked West Des Moines Valley, who they lost to in a very tight affair, but they still had a lot of success running the ball. So Fort Dodge, they're going to have to come up with some type of scheme tonight defensively so they don't get stampeded.
Fort Dodge coming out onto the south end zone. Kennedy coming out in the north end zone, and they'll have the national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. Had a chance earlier on this evening to talk with head coach Brian White of the Kennedy Cougars, get his thoughts about tonight's Class 4A first round game between the Cougars and the Fort Dodge Dodgers.
Back at the pregame show, getting ready for Kennedy and Fort Dodge here at Kingston Stadium in the first round of the playoffs, and head coach Brian White joining me. And, boy, anytime you make the playoffs, a feather in your cap, certainly. I know 8-1 season, and looking back on it, a really good regular year.
You know, it was a nice accomplishment for, you know, the kids, and, you know, they set out to make the playoffs and certainly have bigger goals yet to accomplish. And it's fun being here. We had a great week of practice, and, you know, it's fun practicing while you're still in the playoffs, but, you know, we've got to take care of some business tonight, and we got a pretty tough Fort Dodge team coming in and somebody we haven't seen and haven't played before, so it'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, and when you were sitting up last Saturday morning in the wee hours, I didn't think it was going to be Fort Dodge, and I would imagine you probably didn't think.
Well, what happened was the bottom end of the RPI got churned up a little bit with a couple of teams that lost that we didn't expect to lose, and so, you know, with the way I had it on the RPI, I had them at 11th, and with Limar 12th, I thought, well, it's a possibility. So I thought it was a possibility, and then sure enough, went by, I don't know, it was like 3:45 in the morning when we finally got the word that it was Fort Dodge. So it was a little bit of anticipation there, just who it would be. be.
Well, kind of neat to play somebody different, though, isn't it?
It's absolutely great to play somebody different. You get locked in on, you know, the Eastern side schools. And, you know, in the last few years, we've played Dowling, played Valley, and now we're playing Fort Dodge. And so it's fun, I think, for the game of football when teams from, you know, opposite sides of states have never played each other before because we never played them before matchup.
Well, it obviously was a little bit of a difficult week as far as practice is concerned. Mother Nature threw you some curveballs.
Yeah, and fortunately for us, you know, with being there, you know, the only Cedar Rapids school team still practicing, we did a lot of practicing out here at the stadium. We were out here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and when we were out here Wednesday, that's when it started snowing pretty good. So we started practice regular, and by the end of practice, you know, there was snow all over the place. So the kids had fun with it. And, you know, they often say we want to play in the snow, and so it was good to practice in that. And then yesterday was a pregame practice. So, but we've prepared for the elements and prepared for everything tonight.
Snow's off the field, but could see some rain, and that's not going to bother the Cougars tonight, though.
No, not at all. And with our style of offense, I think that favors us a little bit when we can just turn, hand it off, and grind things out. And with a, you know, big offensive line that's really eager to play tonight, you know, the rain could cause some problems with slick football, and so we got to work on, you know, securing the football tonight with both hands. And they're really good at taking the ball away, and I think they've set their school record or close to it this year with takeaways. So, you know, we've got to be aware of that. We got to take care of the ball and then try to get a few ourselves.
Yeah, and a lot of interceptions by this Fort Dodge team, and a lot of takeaways. They're big on the plus minus on the plus side,
and that's usually one indicator of win loss record is when you can take the ball away. And I think we do a pretty good job of securing the football, and we had a few interceptions early, but lately we don't turn it over much ourselves. So that's something that we got to keep an eye on tonight. And again, we've got to try and force them in some errors. Their quarterback has thrown, you know, 12 interceptions, so we got to put some pressure on him, trying to force him in some bad decisions. And, you know, he's going to be throwing a slip ball or slippery ball, so, you know, maybe it'd be up for grabs a couple times, and we've got some pretty decent D-backs and maybe we can go get it for us.
This is a Fort Dodge team that likes to spread it out. They'll go four wide outs on you and one tailback. What have you seen on film this week? Who do they remind you of?
Well, there are times that they're going to go five wide, and I guess the best comparison would be Linmar. They do a lot of things like Linmar where they'll run empty in the backfield and just block with their five offensive linemen and have the quarterback sit back there by himself. And, you know, so that's five receivers you got to carry or, you know, cover. And, you know, one out of the backfield sometimes. Sometimes they'll just line up five wide. So they're definitely a spread offense, and they're going to get the ball down the field. The quarterback has a good arm. He likes to take off and run. And then they have a receiver, number 10, who's a commit to South Dakota. He's a fantastic receiver, and he'll go get the ball. And so we've got to keep eyes on him as well. So they have a potent offense. It'll be tough to defend tonight.
Well, as far as you guys on the offensive side of the ball, a couple games they gave up a lot of yards on the ground. I would imagine that your offensive line is kind of licking the chops a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we focused on that with inclement weather all week, running the ball, making sure that that everything's going right up front. You know, we get Kayron back tonight, and he'll start tonight tailback for us, and so that's a little bit of a boost. And Max Drish is back tonight, our fullback, and he'll start for us. Plus we get Gavin Bascom back, our right guard, tonight. So we're really healthy right now and seem to be clicking, and hopefully we can, you know, move the ball and get some first downs.
And a beautiful time of the year to be playing in November, right?
You always love playing in November.
All right, best of luck to the Cougars.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
We'll be back with more after this right here on KGYM.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. We're going to get down on the sidelines and join Jeff Moss before the kickoff of this 4A first rounder tonight. Jeff, good afternoon and good evening.
Good evening, guys, and good evening, everybody. We got a big listening crowd tonight as it's a little sparse here at the Old Gray Lady here tonight. 39 degrees at kickoff. It is raining. Just misting here, but it's going to stick around probably for the next hour, maybe hour and a half. Maybe that'll be the entire ball game here tonight. For Kennedy, they come off of three really big wins in a row to wrap up district play. They get K'Ron Hendren back here tonight. Their philosophy, as we know, they're going to ground and pound it tonight. Defensively, when they see Fort Dodge go five wide and four wide, you know Brian White's going to bring the nasty on that defense tonight, guys.
All right, Jeff, we'll check in with you on the sidelines. Fort Dodge won the toss. They wanted the football. Kennedy will kick off. Liam Way has it at the 40-yard line. Cougars will defend the goal to our right, the south goal. Little bit of wind that Fort Dodge will be going into here tonight. And back deep will be Tyson Kershaw, the senior headed to South Dakota next year to play with Kate Parker for the Coyotes. And also back deep, Tyler Shire. It'll be a squib kick coming down, and Kershaw at the ankles at the 20. Starts to the 25-yard line, and he will not get to the 30. He'll get to about the 29-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for the Dodgers as we are underway on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. High school playoff football presented by Hills Bank. Again here tonight, Hills Bank. Connection is here. The quarterback, Osley Thorson, 6'2", 190-pound senior, has rushed for 351 yards, thrown for over 1,500 with 17 touchdowns. He'll go with one setback. That is Presswood. He'll be on the left hip. Kennedy going to blitz a lot tonight. They usually blitz a lot. Short drop. Throw to the left side, and the ball nearly intercepted by Brantley Koski on the game's first play as it went in and out of his hands at about the 47-yard line.
Perfectly played on the sideline by Koski. Ball went into both hands, and he's kicking himself. He catches that 99 out of 100 times, guys.
Yes, he does. Second down and 10. Twin receivers to the right and two to the left for the Fort Dodge Dodgers. And again, it'll be Presswood on the right hip of Thorson. Kennedy with the three-man front. We'll give you the Cougar defense coming up in a moment. Fort Dodge with 10 on the play clock. They'll line up. They'll look to the sidelines to head coach Miller. Ostendorf showing blitz on the side. He'll back it off. Shotgun snap. Short drop. Gunning the middle of the field. Overthrown and again nearly intercepted. This time it was Isaiah Malley that had to go through his hands. Incomplete. And it will be a third down and 10 coming up. Kennedy defensively. Nolan Jacobs headed to North Dakota State. 250 at left side defensive end. Cale Knox, terrific nose guard. 215-pound junior. Amy Garrett at right defensive end. 6'1", 220. The hybrids of Isaac Scott and C.J. Curry. Cade Parker headed to South Dakota in the middle. Jay Ostendorp and Shamarion Graham. Koski, Harrison Hendren. They are your defensive backs. And now we've got penalty flags flying. And the officials tonight mic'd up, as you heard, as Kennedy jumps offside.
Jay Ostendorp, along with a lot of the linebackers, doing some intense stemming back and forth. And Ostendorp just went into the neutral zone there.
Kershaw to the right, trips to make a quad formation to the left for Fort Dodge on third and five from the 34-yard line. Shotgun snap. This is going to be a throw to the left. It's going to be a double throw, and it's going to be knocked away by Malley and complete. Nick Bice threw that pass, John, and Kennedy saw that one in its sleep.
Yeah, when you see quads on the short side of the field, you got to be thinking double pass. But secondary for Kennedy, not fooled whatsoever. In fact, double coverage in there for the Cougars.
Only a drive that takes 22 seconds for Fort Dodge. Thorson is also the punter for the Dodgers, averages 33 yards a boot, and a rugby-style kick gets it away. A sidewinder coming toward the Kennedy sideline, and it was touched at about the 36. And the Cougars will have it right there after a Fort Dodge three and out. And now it's going to be Fort Dodge's high-powered offense, John, against Kennedy's ball control, time of possession offense.
Well, Kennedy wants to come out of the chute fast tonight. We saw him last week, and they kind of stumbled on their first possession. But tonight I think they want to make amends for that, and they want to get right downfield and get in Fort Dodge's face, get all over them, pushing them backwards right from the get-go.
Max White, the quarterback, the junior for the Cougars. has rushed for almost 800 yards, thrown for 652. First down for the Cougars. Hand off, Caron Hendrick cuts left to the 40-yard line and ahead for about five, maybe six, to the 42-yard line. His first carry in 3 weeks. He missed the last two ball games in the regular season.
Well, it was an ISO, so we had fullback in front of him. That's a good way to get your feet back on the ground, Scott.
Up front for Kennedy, they are big, and it is a good offensive line. Left tackle, Jamison Bean, 6'5", 290 and a junior. Nolan Jacobs at left guard, headed to North Dakota State, 250 and a senior. Tyler Harmer, 210 at center. We'll give you the rest in a moment. Second down and four. Off tackle right, Hendrick trying to get to the corner. Little stop and go move. Turns it up, and it's going to be brought down after a gain of about two, and it's going to be a third down and a couple. Ethan Sullivan is at right guard, but Kennedy's also going to get Gavin Bascom back tonight. Bascom at 235, Sullivan at 200, and then the future Iowa Hawkeye at right tackle, Connor Colby, 6'6", 280, and a junior. Cody Fluhop, the tight end, 6'3", 190-pound senior. Caron Hendrick, the tailback, 5'9", 190, and a senior. Over 1,000 yards on the year, 13 touchdowns. Max Drish also back tonight. Makai Harris and Jalen Cotton are the two wideouts. Third down for Kennedy, third down and two. Here's a little option. White trying to near side corner. He's got the first down. Flag down, though. White gets loose, and he's going to go. But I think it's coming back. White goes the distance for about 57 yards, but there's a penalty flag on the play.
Yard touchdown run for the Cougars. Holding offense number 21. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Third down.
As you heard, they got it on Caron Hendrick, John.
Boy, that's a hot mic if I've ever heard one, Scott. There'll be no hiding tonight from this crew.
So it'll make it a third down and long as Brant Likoski and Cade Parker will come in. This is Fort Dodge defense, John, that runs a 3-4. Not particularly big, but they've got some good linebackers in the middle. Levi Egli, 6 foot, 215 pounder, is the second leading tackler. Austin Lee, outside linebacker, 6 foot, 205 pounder, is a good one as well.
Yeah, and if that name Egli sounds familiar, there have been some tremendous wrestlers for Fort Dodge that have also doubled as great linebackers.
Malley and Harris to the left side, Koski to the right, split backs for Kennedy. 2 minutes into this first rounder in 4A on third down and long. And now White's going to go out of the backfield. It's going to be the Wildcat with Parker coming to the left side, gummed in, and is not going to get much. He got to about the 36-yard line, and the penalty is going to nullify what was a touchdown and a good Kennedy drive.
Well, that's going to bring the punt team out here, which is not the way Kennedy wanted to start it. But holding calls are always drive killers.
So Kennedy will punt it away. Late arriving crowd, but not a bad one on the Kennedy side. Here's the punt, not a good one by Vandersee. High. We'll take a Kennedy bounce, and we'll go out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
No return on the
going to be a 29-yard punt. No score, 9:23 to play here in the first quarter from Kingston Stadium.
You know, you were saying that the defense for Fort Dodge was playing a 3-4. That means you've got four secondary back deep, almost in a cover four situation, and they did not come out of that or modify it whatsoever. And against a team that wants to run the ball as much as Kennedy does, I'm frankly quite surprised that they're staying with that, Scott.
Okay, keep you updated on scores throughout the state and Eastern Iowa coming up tonight. Bettendorf already up 7-0 on Linmar in the early going. Shotgun snap, Thorson in trouble, got away from Jacobs. Loops downfield, and it is incomplete. C.J. Curry knocked it away at the last second as they tried to get it to Bryson Bell, 6'2", 165-pound senior.
Well, there's no problem in this offensive playbook for Fort Dodge with going deep. They've been chucking that ball to the sideline, downfield, anything they can to stretch this field out and make Kennedy's defense cover every square inch.
Second down and 10, Fort Dodge, no huddle. Thorson with Presswood filling in for the injured Dayson Clayton on his left hip. 9:16 to play here in the opening quarter. Twins left, Twins to the right. They'll send a man in motion. That is Bice. Back to throw, Thorson's going to throw it to Bice out of the motion, and it's incomplete. As it went off his fingertips, going to be hard with this mist coming down, John, if you're a passing team. And so far, Fort Dodge is 0 for 5.
Well, it looks as though, from my angle up in the press box, as though the wetness of this miss is having an effect. And we'll have to throw it down to Jeff here pretty soon and see what he thinks. He's got a closer look.
Tyler Schreier, Jr., out to the right side. Three receivers to the far side, and Kennedy jumps again.
Yep.
Right side defensive end that time. Drew Bartles that time is going to get the wrap. And it'll make it a third and five instead of a third and ten for Fort Dodge. Russell Potras along with Shire to the right side. Two receivers to the left side now for the Dodgers. Presswood is in there basically as a blocker. Kennedy showing four, showing blitz from Ostendorf. They'll send Dice in motion to the right, and now we've got another flag down. So, back and forth we go. First penalty of the night against Fort Dodge. Fort Dodge up front. The left tackle is Bryson Opondi, 5'11", 220. Left guard, Brandon Porter, 220, and a junior. The center is Sawyer Springer, 220 pounds. Jeff Astor, right guard, 220, and Jace Yoder, 252, is the right tackle. Third down and 10 back at the 35-yard line. Thorson in the shotgun, gets the snap. Pressure comes. Thorson's going to throw deep down the left side, and it is incomplete. Oh, and a penalty flag coming in. Brantley Koski was there, and also down there for Kennedy on defense was Isaac Scott. And I think this might be offense here. We shall see. We'll wait for the call. Fort Dodge is backing up, though.
Pass interference. Offense, understand.
Pass interference on the offense right there. And Jeff, we'll go to you after this play here, down on the sideline, talking about the weather and this crew's calling it tight here so far. So the second three and out for Fort Dodge. Thorson will stay in the punt. And Kennedy does not have anybody back. Remember, Thorson's the quarterback, John. He's going to get the snap, and he will kick it. And a low end-over-end kick, and the Cougars will let it go. We'll take a Fort Dodge bounce, and we'll go down to almost the 25-yard line. That'll be a 39-yard punt. And Jeff, they're calling it very, very tight in the early going, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very, very tight here in the early going. That pass interference was nothing. I mean, it wasn't offensive, it wasn't defense. Just let them play. Ball's just overthrown a little bit. Fort Dodge receiver almost made a heck of a play on that. But this miss is starting to let up a little bit, but it's one of those misses where it's just coming straight down. You don't even really pay attention to it. And then 10 minutes later, you're soaked. I mean, right now my jacket's got it beaten off of it right now, so.
Cortex. White, the quarterback, for the Cougars on first down from the 26-yard line. And now another penalty flag.
White went with a hard count that time, I think he got.
Well, Kennedy's backing up.
Yes, they are.
False start. Offense, number two. Line-guard penalty, first down.
One of the outside receivers, Jalen Cotton, jumped that time. So it'll be first and 15. No score. Second time Kennedy has had the football. Kayron Hendren will come in, and now Parker will go out. Kennedy will go with the speed package here on first and 15. Malley and Kai Harris out to the left side this time. Cougars will go tight end to the left. They'll go into unbalance that way, and Hendren tripped up as he got back just about to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to call it about the 24-yard line. So it'll be a gain of three on first down and long for the Cougars.
Tyler Nichols for the defense of Fort Dodge shot through there and just had enough space to reach out and grab the ankle of Hendren on that play.
Wind started to pick up a little bit, kind of from the, well, a little bit from the southwest right now. 39 degrees here at game time on second down. Hendren busts through, gets to the 30. 35's got a first down. Ball came loose, but they're going to say he was down. Kennedy got it anyway. And it's going to be a pickup of about 15.
Dropped passes, ball coming out as he's going down. The weather is playing a factor here.
Yes, it is. Very much a factor. About a first down, nonetheless, for the Kennedy Cougars.
Can you imagine if this had been grass tonight? Oh, my.
Well, we would have lost the grass a long time ago at Kingston. Couple of 4A scores, Centennial and Urbandale, 7-7, and Prairie with an early 7-0 lead on Waukee. How about that? Here's White on the quarterback keeper. He is boxed in the backfield, and he's going to go down. And it'll be a big loss of about 7 back to the 33-yard line on Max White's first official carry of the night.
3-4 white jerseys for Fort Dodge, getting through easy there. And a tackle for a loss. This is not something we're used to seeing happen on the left-hand side of the Kennedy line.
Second down and 17. 7:20 to play. Clock rolling. First quarter, no score. Kennedy and Fort Dodge. Kennedy's going to go at the tight end of the left side. Low shotgun snap. White to throw. Now is going to have to tuck it under and run and hit and taken out of bounds.
And
he will be taken out at about the 35-yard line. Tyler Nichols again coming up and making a big stop.
Fort Dodge, these guys are coming to hit. Some nice popping going on down there.
Gain of 2 that time and a third and long coming up for Kennedy.
Gain of 3 brings up third and 14.
A couple of civilians on the sideline went down on that one.
Yes, they did.
Jeff, you're going to have a talk with some of those guys down there that aren't wearing pads. They don't understand. Their life is in danger.
Third down, 14 from the 36-yard line. Low shotgun snap. Here's White with blockers in front. Turning the corner to the 40, 45, 50. He's into Fort Dodge territory. Tries to cut it back at the 40-yard line and wrestle down as he gets to the 38 and a gain of 22.
When in doubt, go to the wide side of the field and get a host of blockers out in front of you and just let Max White's feet do the rest.
That was just student body left, or right, I beg your
pardon. A lot of green out there in front of Max White. He knows how to read blocks as well as anybody.
Cedar Falls already up 14-0 on Dubuque Senior. And West Branch with an early 3-0 lead on North Lynn. Also Bettendorf 7-0 over Linmar. First and 10 Cougars at the Dodger 38-yard line. Cotton to the left side. Shotgun snap. White on the keeper. Starts left. Cuts it back to the middle and bulldog down as he gets to about the almost the 35-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 3. And Kennedy's just playing keep away from this high-powered Fort Dodge offense right now.
This is one of those long patented drives that Kennedy is famous for that just chews up the clock in the process.
Second down, long 7. As the Cougars will have it just outside the Fort Dodge 35-yard line. Harmer over the ball at center. Twins to the right side. Kennedy is going to go unbalanced to the right again. White turns, hands it off. Hendred off tackle. Got a hole. 30, 25. Cuts it outside the numbers, and he's gone. 10, 5, touchdown, Kennedy. 36 yards officially for Kayron Hendred, and he's back to the end zone.
Boy, he showed no ill effects of an ankle injury on that play as he just wove his way in and out of the white jerseys.
Got a great block from Connor Colby over there. The future Hawkeye took out 2 guys on that right side. And Kennedy breaks out on top. 36 yards on the run by Kayron Hendred. And Liam Way to try to tack on the extra point. Right-footed kickers. Here's the kick. It's on its way. It's good. 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. It's Kennedy on top for Dodge. 7-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM Sports.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
You know what dropping temperatures mean? That hockey and basketball seasons are starting. And that it's time to make sure your car's engine is extra protected. So go with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. The first motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. It can't, however, protect your team's place in the standings. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Another pooch kick, and this one, unfortunately, is going to go out of bounds. And Fort Dodge is going to have good field position at the 35-yard line after Kennedy scores as the Cougars take it 74 yards in 3 minutes and 9 seconds. Caron Hendren from 36 yards out for the Cougar touchdown.
Not the kick that Kennedy was looking for.
Not at all. And Fort Dodge will have it on the 35-yard line to start this drive. Dodgers coming in at 6-3. The three losses, Southeast Polk 24-21, lost at Drake Stadium against Roosevelt 16-14, and then were thrashed by Ankeny Centennial 56-29. Here's Thorson up the middle on the quarterback draw, nothing doing. Runs into Cade Parker, Shamarion Graham, C.J. Curry all there. And it's going to be a loss of a couple. They'll give him forward progress, if you will, for the loss of two.
Yeah, it's going to go down as a two-yard loss, but the four green jerseys that took him backwards went another seven beyond that.
Two to the left, two to the right for Fort Dodge. And Presswood, the lone back, and now Kennedy's going to jump again. Kennedy's trying to time that snap.
Defense number five, 5-yard penalty, second down.
Max White in there on the nickel package, and he was trying to disguise a safety blitz there, but he just did not time the cadence of the quarterback very well.
Centennial now trails 14-7 against Urbandale. Winner of that one gets the winner of this one. Second down and seven from the 37-yard line for Fort Dodge. Shotgun snap, Thorson rolling to the left. Hit as he throws, and it's intercepted. Brantley Koski got another one. And they're going to say he was out of bounds. Now, do they say he was out of bounds when he caught it? No, nope, they're going to say an interception. It will stand, and for Brantley Koski, his fifth of the year, John.
And I think as soon as he caught it, his momentum in breaking on the ball took him out of bounds, but after he had secured it.
He's on his way to an all-state season. First and 10, Kennedy after the turnover. They'll have it at the Dodger 48-yard line. And Fort Dodge right now with minus 2 yards of total offense.
Quarterback Thorson just got drilled as he let go of that ball. Kennedy was bringing guys from every direction, and they all met in the backfield. Put the tomahawk chop on him as soon as he let go of that pass.
First down from the Dodger 48-yard line. Ball far hash mark. Shotgun snap, inside hand off to Hendren to the 45-yard line and takes a couple Dodgers on a ride to about the 42-yard line. Tell you what, Dalton Summers, 6'1", 240, hopped on the back of Hendren, and he went for about 3 yards. As Caron took it for six, second and four.
Things that's easy to forget about Caron Hendren is he has no problem having his number called when he's going right up the gut between the center and the guard. He runs just as hard through there as he does off tackle or when he's got a sweep situation called.
Bendorf's already on top of Lindmar, 21-7. Early in that one, second and four, Koski goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. White starts up the middle, kicks it outside, little stutter move, and tossed down as he gets to the Fort Dodge 40-yard line. Tackled in there by the quarterback, Osley Thorson, who's playing both ways here.
Brings up third and two for the Cougars.
And it'll be a third and two coming up for Kennedy. Cougars two for two on third down tries tonight.
Ball still has not been spotted.
Now they're keeping it dry, I think.
He's trying to keep it. He doesn't have a towel or anything, but he's trying to hold it over his arms.
Third and two. Shotgun snap. White inside handoff. Cade Parker, second effort. Going to get in the first down and more. Bust through and got down to the Fort Dodge 31-yard line before Egley brought him down.
Yeah, the baby bull got everything he needed and a little more to get that first down.
Cade Parker for nine, and Kennedy with the first down. First and 10 Cougars, 3:10 clock running, first quarter, 7-0 Kennedy in this 4A first rounder from Kingston tonight. Cotton out left, Kai Harris to the right, I formation, Drish back in there at the fullback spot. He'll be the lead blocker for Hendricks. Start up the middle, kick to the outside, a stiff arm and brought down. Inbounds at the Dodger 27-yard line as tackle made by Jerry Chata, 5'9", 150-pound junior cornerback.
Good job of bouncing to the outside when everything on the interior closed up there on Hendred. And the defenders for Fort Dodge showed some nice speed there running him down on the outside.
Second and six. This is an athletic Fort Dodge team.
Yeah, there's a lot of speed out there. Athleticism for sure.
Second down, a little more than six. Two to the left side. They'll run it that way with Hendred. 25 to the 20. Hendred's got a first down as he slams his way to the 15-yard line. Again, Jerry Chata with the stop. And another Cougar first down.
Big hole on the left-hand side of the Kennedy line. That one was easy enough that you could have driven a stroller through there.
Oh, and Hendricks hurt, though. Up and favoring that left leg again. Oh, boy.
Boy, and he is hopping off very gingerly. He doesn't want to put any weight on that, and that is not a good sight.
Boy, Lynn Groth, Kennedy trainer out there, and we'll get Jeff will take a peek at it, and we'll check in with him coming up in a little bit. Kennedy in the red zone. First down at the 16-yard line. Hand off to Brantley Koski, who will replace the injured Hendred. And he gets thrown down by Dalton Summers after a gain of about three. Koski has had a tremendous season offensively as well, with 636 yards, six touchdowns. A little short of his average that time, John. Averaging 19.9 a carry.
Yeah. That's just incredible, isn't it?
We'll call it second down and eight after the pickup of two. Here's Koski going to the left side, to the 10, to the 5, fighting for the goal line. He got it. Touchdown, Kennedy. 13-yard run. Touchdown number 8. Make it 7 on the year for Koski.
Just got shot out of a cannon, made a couple of nice little sidesteps in there, and then as he was being tackled, lunged forward, got the ball out across, broke the plane.
Kennedy up now 13-0 here over Fort Dodge. Extra point try by Liam Way out of the hold of Austin Vandersee. High snap brought down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, it is good. 14-0 Kennedy. 14 to play, first quarter from Kingston. You're listening to 4A Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM Sports.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Cougars about to kick off up 14-0 after the Koski 13-yard run. PCM leading Bent Community at the end of the first quarter 7-0. Pell on top at Independence 3-0. And what do we got here? A timeout.
Way not able to get the ball to stand up on the tee because, as you said previously, Scott, the wind has picked up.
Yes, it has. Jeff is down there, and he is circling about right around Caron Hendred, and not sure from here. It looks like it's the left ankle, Jeff, but we can throw it down to you.
Yeah, they're looking at the left ankle right now, and Lynn was actually looking above the tape. where they've got his ankle taped right now. I walked by and I thought I heard him say, "I don't. It's not my ankle." So, but he did not come off with any pressure on that at all. So it could be the worst of the ankle, maybe the high ankle.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Ball gets away from Kershaw, and he's just going to have to slide on it back at about the 17-yard line.
Kershaw on the recovery for the Dodgers.
And that's where Fort Dodge will have it, first down and 10, down 14 to nothing. But Kennedy without one of their big weapons right now. Kennedy up 14 to nothing here in this 4A first rounder. As Fort Dodge with minus 2 yards of total offense right now.
Kennedy's defense is just teeing up their linebackers. They're sending at least two and sometimes three on almost every play.
Presswood in the backfield. Cougars showing blitz again. Two receivers left, two to the right. They'll send Shirer in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Got away from one on the stop-and-go move. Tries to turn the corner and did get some positive yardage out to the 21. He was chased down by Cade Parker, the linebacker.
Three blitzing backers that time, and Nolan Jacobs squirts through there first and gets a hand on the ankle, but it wasn't enough to bring him down in the tackle for loss.
Under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter. From Kingston, second down and six, wide side of the field out to the right. 15 on the play clock, man in motion, another jet sweep. Here's Schreier coming to the near side, broke one tackle, ball comes loose, Kennedy's got it. Ball was stripped, I think Garrett stripped it away. And who came up with it for the Cougars? Was that Sham Graham?
I think it was Shamarion Graham.
And Jeff, we'll go down to you. You saw who that was. Was it 32 Graham that came up with that play, that football?
No, it was Makai Harris.
Oh, Kai Harris. All right, very good.
Yeah, ball popped up in the air, and he was just right there to get it.
Second turnover of the first quarter. And Kennedy will have it with 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And they'll have it just outside the red zone at the Fort Dodge 21-yard line. Offset eye, handoff Koski. Starts up the middle, kicks it to the right. Got a block, 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he's in. Did he make it? Yes, touchdown, Kennedy. 21 yards, one play after the turnover.
Boy, how often, Scott, do we see a big turnover morph into a touchdown for the team on the very first play afterwards? And only had 21 yards to go, but Brantley Koski just ran to the wide side of the field, had a tremendous number of seal blocks by several of his teammates that made that extremely easy.
23.8 seconds to play here in the quarter, and Kennedy up 20 to nothing. Way for the extra point try. It's on its way, and it's up and good. And it's been all Cougars so far in the first quarter.
Well, when your defense helps you with a couple of turnovers and allows you to start deep in the opposition's territory, that sure makes it easy for you. And right now, Kennedy just feasting.
Right now, the Cougars are not only blocking at the point of attack, John, well, but they are getting to the next level and the next level and just wiping out white-shirted Dodgers.
See, and this is something that Kennedy has perfected as the season has gone on. And the reason is simple, Scott. They keep their feet moving. They know exactly when they've got the block defeated and then when they can scrape off and go to the next level, find the next jersey.
And Kennedy, so far, has had a great night other than the one injury to Caron Hendred. But if things keep going like this, you might not need to bring him back at this point.
Hendred still being attended to by four different onlookers now. And he doesn't appear to be in the pain that he was before, but still questionable.
Here's the approach, another squib kick, angling to the far side, picked up on a hop on the run, 35 to the 40, look out! Kershaw bringing it back to the 40-yard line. The chase is on, and he's going to go. That's the one thing risky run with the squib kick, John. 65-yard kickoff return by Tyson Kershaw. You pick it up on the run on a big hop and get by that first wave, it's Katie Barr the door.
Well, it's also a problem when you get all your defenders downfield so quickly and they don't break down. That particular one, he ran past a couple of guys for Kennedy that didn't get broken down, and then it was just changed directions, cut back against the grain, and he's got the pursuit speed that he's not going to get caught.
Headed to South Dakota to be a teammate of Cade Parker next year for the South Dakota Coyotes. Extra point try coming up here, attempted by Gavin Schillerstrom. He's only a sophomore out of the hold of Dylan Zimmerman. Right-footed kicker. As the kick is on the way, and he missed it. No good. And it's 21-6 with 12 seconds to play in what has been a wild, wild first quarter.
Boy, and everything going the Cougars' way, and then for have a special teams breakdown like that, that is not something that Coach Brian White is going to be happy about when he talks with Jeff at halftime.
Well, Waukee has come back 17-7 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Waukee over Prairie. PCM also leading Benton Community 14-0 in the second quarter. Here it's 21-6 Kennedy on top of Fort Dodge. And Fort Dodge with only one big play, and that was on a kickoff return. Max White will drop back for the Cougars, and Kennedy will also send back Colton Heenish now instead of Kayron Hendren, who's still being looked at along the sideline.
Yeah, he's sitting on the training table, and his shoe is off that left ankle. All the tape has been removed, and we don't see any ice or anything on there yet, but he does not look very happy about the situation that he finds himself in on that trainer's table.
Fort Dodge going to try their own squib kick, and it's going to be fallen on by Ethan Sullivan, one of the upbacks, at about the 39-yard line.
Well, that was an onside kick.
They just lined up in the amoeba group right around the tee.
Yeah, never spread out. The kicker went, dribbled the ball straight ahead, and they were hoping that 11 bodies going straight in the same direction could come up with that ball. But Kennedy, nice job of recognizing that and getting on it.
Maybe the final play of a wild first quarter here on this Friday night. Jay Ostendorp's going to come out there as an extra blocker for the Cougars on first down and 10. They'll go unbalanced. And the handoff on the left side to Brantley Koski. Turned it up 45. Koski breaking a tackle 50. Stiff arm 45. And down to the Fort Dodge 40-yard line. And a gain of 21. Trying to keep that average up, John.
This is the hardest we've seen Koski run. And he's had some tremendous sub-duty this year. But he looks possessed right now.
Into the first quarter in his 4A first-rounder from Kingston. It's Kennedy 21 and Fort Dodge 6. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to 4A Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. Our free AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies your check engine light code, but also troubleshoots the likely cause of your check engine light for free, helping you save time and money. Looking to drive with better fuel economy? Right now, get two bottles of Seafoam Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $8. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you as we start quarter number two here from Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, and Jeff Moss with you tonight. Fort Dodge in their all-white jerseys with the very light gray numbers, but not horribly bad to see.
We've seen worse.
Kennedy in their green jerseys with the gold numbers and the black pants. 21-6, Kennedy on top. And for some reason, the clock started. And here's a handoff to Koski, spinning up the middle inside the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. They started that clock at the start of the second quarter, John.
Interesting.
That was interesting. That's a gain of 11 and a Koski first down. Kennedy with 158 yards after the first quarter to only one net yard for Fort Dodge.
Well, and it feels like that, too. Although the Cougars 21-6 at this point, it feels like it should be worse than that, actually.
First and 10, Kennedy. They've got it on the Fort Dodge 27. Dodgers sticking with that 3-4 look defensively. Ostendorp in there right now as the fullback. He'll be the lead blocker. Here comes White to the 20. Cuts it back. Middle of the field to the 15-yard line, and Egley puts him down. And the ball came loose, and is it a fumble? Now, who's got it? Nolan Jacobs has it. Officials are looking around. We've got an injured Dodger. And I think Kennedy's going to keep the ball here. Now, Brian White's on the field. Officials are talking things over.
Really no definitive call at this point. Brian White out there trying to help him with the call, pointing Kennedy's way. The injured Fort Dodge man down is 42, Shane Halligan, one of their better linebackers.
They're going to talk this thing over here.
Ah, these guys are really deliberating on who's got possession of the ball.
And if we had replay, we would be looking at it right now. All right.
Ruling on the field is a strip and a fumble recovered by Fort Dodge. It will be their ball, first and 10.
And Fort Dodge will have the ball. So Kennedy gives it up for the first time. And we'll see where they will mark the ball. Linebackers, Halligan is up and walking off under his own power. Both coaches are not happy.
Yeah, Kennedy coach Brian White, not happy. He's out almost at midfield. Of course, his son Max was the one that fumbled that ball and was stripped away from Max. Inside the red zone, he was all the way down at the 12-yard line of Fort Dodge when he let go of that.
Well, it'll be Fort Dodge ball on the 12-yard line. They'll send three receivers to the left side and one to the right in this spread. Low shotgun snap, Thorson to throw deep to the far sideline into double coverage, and a leaping catch made by Kershaw. That's what he does best. He just out-jumps people at the 41-yard line.
That ball was thrown into triple coverage. There were three green jerseys there. Kershaw just went up and took it away from all of them on the jump ball.
He's 6'3", and a big leaper. And a first down. The initial first down of the night for the Dodgers. Comes with 10:20 to play here in the first quarter. Three-man front for the Cougars. Graham coming on the blitz. Back to throw is Thorson. Now he's going to run. Steps up. Goes to the right side and thrown down. Rather hard over there. Coming up, C.J. Curry to make the stop for the Cougars. And that's going to be loss of about two back to the 39-yard line. And that will go down as a Kennedy sack. Thorson, his second carry of the night for minus four. Second and 12 for the far hash mark. The running back, Presswood, has not run the ball tonight. Fort Dodge has only run it really on one occasion. That was a quarterback draw that went nowhere. Here is Thorson back to throw. He's sandwiched and drops. Colby was there along with Jay Ostendorp.
When they came down together on top of him hard. Thorson getting up very gingerly.
And another loss on the play. That's going to be a loss of four. And a third down upcoming.
Flushed him out of the pocket, and they both hit him from behind.
Third down and long for Fort Dodge. Third and 17, nine to go here in the second. Kershaw out to the right side. Kennedy playing a two-deep safety here. Showing a little blitz. He'll back it off. Shotgun snap, Thorson back to throw, being pressured, and throws, and the pass hit one of his linemen right in the back of the helmet. It hits the center, Sawyer Springer.
I think somebody got a little piece of his arm there. They didn't get the ball, but they got enough of his arm that it altered the trajectory of that ball right into the back of his offensive lineman.
And Fort Dodge will have to show punt at least here from the 34-yard line.
It'll be more negative yardage for the Dodgers.
Brantley Koski will drop back to get the punt. Rugby-style kick. A tail wagger will go out of bounds. And we'll see where the officials will mark it. As coming up to about the 33-yard line. 33-yard punt that time. 8:38 to play first half, and the Cougars up 21-6. Kennedy has owned time of possession in this first half.
They've owned the time of possession. They've owned the statistical yardage, both offensively and defensively. Yeah. It's going to be very skewed offensive stats here that you're going to give us, but we've still got 8:38 left here in the second quarter.
Not been able to put them away, though, at this point. First down, 33-yard line for Kennedy. This time Fort Dodge showing that four-man front. White turns on the handoff to Koski. Or make that Ostendorp, as Big J will take it this time to about the 37-yard line. Let those linebackers carry the ball every once in a while, right?
Nothing wrong with that. They love getting a hold of that pigskin, believe me.
Max Drish out of the ball game right now. Second down and six upcoming for the Kennedy Cougars without Caron Hendred. Parker behind Ostendorp in the backfield. On second down, long six, long count, five in the play clock. White turns, hands it off. Parker, second back through, directing traffic to the 40. Stiff arm at the 45. Parker to the 50. Cade all the way down to the Fort Dodge 43-yard line. Oh, my goodness. He's just pinballing off of everybody.
You ever seen those bulls running down the alleyways of Spain?
Yep.
That's what it looked like on that play, the running of the bulls in Pamplona.
20 yards, three carries, 36 yards now for Cade Parker.
First and 10 Cougars from the 43-yard line.
And it's first down Kennedy at the Fort Dodge, 43. 21-6 lead. Quick count, handoff. Koski this time starts up the middle, tried to kick it to the outside, ran right into a linebacker for Fort Dodge, the outside backer Austin Lee. And no gain that time for Koski.
Caron Hendred off the training table and is standing on the sideline.
Well, now Kate Parker's being looked at. And, boy, oh, boy. Go down to Jeff here in a couple of plays. They're looking at Kate Parker's left shoulder area. It's second down. Shotgun snap, and here comes White on the caper to the corner, to the 40-yard line, and out of bounds. As they'll mark him out at about the 36-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about six. Kennedy's had four different players run the ball so far. Or they might be, it might be the wrist, actually, what they're looking at for Parker, but he's in some pain.
Yes, he is.
Or that shoulder area, something there. Third down and four. Kennedy three out of three. Here's Koski. Starts up the middle, kicks it outside, turns it up 30, and taken down with a first down at the 26-yard line. Gain of 11, another conversion for the Cougars, and a first down. And after this next play, Jeff will hit you down on the sidelines. Second quarter scores Xavier on top, 3-0 over North Scott. First and 10, Kennedy at the 25-yard line. Up 21-6 here in the second quarter, this 4A first-rounder. Unbalanced line to the right again this time. They'll run it that way with Koski. Big hole, Colby with the block, 20, 15, 10, and down to about the 7-yard line. It'll be a first and goal after the pickup of 18 that time by Koski. Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sideline, and Kennedy is having some injury problems.
Yeah, they're starting to drop right now. Caron Hendred is probably done. They tried to retape that ankle. He tried to put pressure on, and he's just, it's one of those things that just doesn't feel right. Right now they're looking at Cade Parker, left shoulder, could be a stinger. Max Drish has been on the sideline for a while. The physicality that Fort Dodge is bringing defensively and offensively is taking its toll.
Hand off to the fullback, Ostendorp. On the trap, takes it down to about the 2-yard line. There's your trap, John.
Nice hole in there, too, and he got through it fast.
Gain of about five down just outside the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal, Cougars. 21-6 lead for Kennedy. Cedar Falls is toying with Dubuque Senior right now, 27-0 in the second quarter. Full house backfield. Nope, check that. It's going to be Koski, tail of the tandem behind Ostendorp. And he'll be the blocker for White. Max turns it into the end zone touchdown. Max White gets into the act, 2 yards out. And it's now 27-6 in favor of the Cougars.
Nicely blocked again on the left side of the offensive line for Kennedy. Came off low and hard, got underneath the shoulder pads. Low man always wins on those situations, especially down at the goal line.
Liam Way to try to tack on the extra point. Also PCM leading Benton Community 14-0 in the second. Good snap, placement made, and the kick is up, and it is good. 5:02 to play here in the first half. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 28 and Fort Dodge 6. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes. Made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Schreier on the kickoff return as Kennedy kicked it deep this time, and a good return across the 35 and out to about the 38-yard line.
That's the first time we've seen a traditional kickoff by the Cougars in weeks.
23 yards on the return.
Oh, late flag on the sideline.
Whoa, a big late flag. That one went up in the air a ton.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, kicking team number 15. 15-yard penalty at the end of the play. First down.
And they're going to get Isaiah Malley. Just by the back and forth, a little chippiness here. I don't think these two schools and teams are going to be putting each other 1-4 on the non-district the next 2 years.
This has been a physical game. Even though the Cougars up 28-6 at this point and really quite handily in charge at this point, Fort Dodge has come to play. They've got some physicality, and they don't mind getting their nose dirty.
First and 10 Dodgers at the Kennedy 44-yard line. Cougars jumping all over defensively, and the handoff and nothing doing for the sophomore Presswood. He lost the ball, but they're going to say he's down.
I don't think they said he was down as much as they called him in the grasp and stopped his forward motion with the whistle.
That ball came flying back to the official, and he kicked it
down. Yeah, that was a quick whistle there by the officials.
Second and 10 coming up for Fort Dodge. Two to the left, two to the right. 4:20 to play, clock rolling here in the first half. From the far hash mark on second down at 10. Kennedy again showing with the blitz. Motion with Potratz. Back to throw is Thorson. Going to throw deep down the far sideline. Jump ball again. Broken up by Brody Lovell. Incomplete. Playing deep safety back there, and it helps when you're 6'3".
Well, Kershaw has had success with that before, and so they're trying to go back to the well again. But the secondary for Kennedy timed out a little better.
Lovell in for Malley right now. Third down. Fort Dodge 0 for the night on third down tries. They're 0 for 3. Third and 10, 44-yard line. Two left, two to the right. Schreier to the near side along with Nick Bice. Three in the play clock, down to two. Shotgun snap. Here's Thorson going to throw it again for Kershaw, and a jump ball and incomplete. Broken up over there by Makai Harris.
Well, this isn't complicated. They're just looking for Kershaw, in any way that they can get the ball downfield to him, just throwing the ball up, hoping he'll jump up and get it.
Thing is, Mekhi Harris is a basketballer as well. Only 5'10", but he can jump pretty well. Fourth and 10, and Thorson back to punt for Fort Dodge. Ball placed on the 44-yard line. Koski dropping back only to about the 25. And I know Kennedy was worried about the quarterback being the punter. Snap back. Thorson gets it away. A low kick. Koski on the run. Catches it at the 20. To the 25. To the 30. Coming to the near side. 35. Cuts it back at the 40. To the 45. 50. And brought down on an ankle tackle at the 48-yard line.
How did he catch that? It was a line drive. And it wasn't right to him either, but he went as fast as he could laterally to get that, caught it somehow, and then returned it about 30 yards.
I've stopped asking why when things are dealt with Brantley Koski.
Koski does things in all three phases of the game, but especially in special teams. He does things that are just inexplicable, and he always sticks in his thumb and pulls out a plum.
First and 10. Kennedy up 28-6, 3:45 to play here in the first half, and we've got movement. And Brian White.
Ball start. Offense number 8. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Cody Fluhop that time. Brian White's not going to be happy about the little things at halftime. That is already 7 penalties against the Cougars.
Well, to go along with a fumble where they were down on Fort Dodge's 12. The kickoff return that they allowed for the only score of the game by Fort Dodge, that's just, he's ahead and he's going to be happy about that, but it's a lot of things they're talking about at halftime.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Low snap, White scoops it up, starts up the middle and taken out for a loss as Egley, or Megan Austin Lee, came through there. And it's going to be a loss of about 5, but snap kind of messed that one up from the get-go. Clock continues to run, 3:25 to play here in the first half. Winner gets Centennial or Urbandale next Friday night.
Kennedy's hoping Urbandale. They want to come back onto the old gray lady.
We're hoping Urbandale.
Yes, we are.
Second down and 15. Short drop by White. Going to throw the first pass of the night. Juggling catch made by Mekhi Harris. Turns it up the sideline inside the 40. Close to a first down at the 39-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about 13 yards, make it 14 yards.
Very high pass out to the side of Harris. Did a great job of going up with both hands, looking it in, and then falling down on it. That's just great fundamental receiver skills.
And I like the play call there by Kyle Knock.
Yep.
So a third and one for Kennedy. Tight eye formation. Tight end right. They'll hand it off to Koski, first down. As he gets to the 35, pushed ahead by Fluhop and others, down to the 34-yard line. And another conversion for Kennedy and another first down. As Koski will go for 5.
Brantley Koski, the ball carrier.
Well, between Koski toting the pigskin and all these linebackers that are getting their chance too. A lot of wealth being spread around running the ball right now for Kennedy.
First and 10, Cougars. Two timeouts remaining for Kennedy with 2:09 to play here in the half. Malley to the right side, Cotton to the left. Unbalanced again. They'll run it. Nope, fake. White in trouble. Got away from the blitzer. Throws downfield. Ostendorp open. Might have been tipped at the last second away. Incomplete. And it'll be second and 10. They just sent the fullback right out of the backfield. Nobody saw him.
Got behind the safety, too.
I think that thing was tipped at the last second, Jeff. Can you confirm or deny? I think the linebacker just got a finger on it.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. Second and 10. Minute 57 to play in the half. Up the quick count. Hand off. Koski, big hole. 30, 25, up the middle of the 20, 15, 10. Koski to the 5. Oh, he lost the football going into the end zone, and Fort Dodge has it.
Oh, my gosh. Just as he was breaking the plane, the ball was stripped out from behind and rolled into the end zone. They're going to call it a touchback.
Yep, it's going to be a touchback.
Oh, my gosh, a certain touchdown.
The field is a fumble in the field of play.
And I think it's the correct call. We'll have to send it down to Jeff. He was right there.
Going to give Koski a 33-yard run, but it's going to be another fumble.
I think it was the right call.
Yeah, it was. It was. We'll go down to Jeff. I don't think Koski got to the plane of the goal line before that fumble, right?
Yeah, I can't tell from down here. I was about 15 yards behind the play, but so was the official who threw the beanbag on the fumble. Everybody was behind the play, so I have no idea. The only person who knows if he crossed the goal line is Brantley Koski.
I think it was the right call. I think it was. First and 10, it'll be at the 20-yard line for Fort Dodge. And right now, the Dodgers have more lives than Morris the Cat right now. Here's Thorson on the quarterback keeper and taken down from behind as Cale Knox just hopped on him and brought him down after a gain of two.
That is two fumbles by Kennedy now, Scott. One where they were at the Fort Dodge 12 going in, and another at the goal line they were going in. That's 14 points off the board right there because of fumbles.
Astley Thornton goes for two. It'll be a second down and eight. Fort Dodge with all three timeouts, but not in a hurry to use them. Thorson in the gun. Has Presswood to his left. Down to seven on the play clock. Two receivers left, two to the right. Again, quarterback draw. Ooh. Oh, and a big hit. Ostendorf took down Thorson in a big way. And it'll be a third down. And we're going to get a Kennedy timeout. 58 seconds to play first half. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Kingston Stadium right after this. You're listening to High School 4A Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Sports Radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. Scott Udash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. High school football playoff action presented by Hills Bank. Check them out at hillsbank.com. Third and eight. Long eight for Fort Dodge, down 28-6. They'll send Shire in motion. Back to throw Thorson. Going to throw the out to Kershaw. Catch made. Got away from one and going to be close to a first down but short. And Kennedy's going to use their final timeout of the half here. And it's going to be fourth and one from the 29. Boy, you got to kick it here if you're Fort Dodge, don't you?
Well, I think you have to. I mean, you're lucky that there's not 14 more points on the board for Kennedy right now. You don't want to just hand them 3-7.
28-6. Kennedy has fumbled twice in the red zone, has given up a kickoff return for a score as well, or this thing could be 42-0, really.
Absolutely. And if you take away that kickoff return, Dodgers, instead of having six on the board, would have zip.
So it'll be a fourth and one with 47.2 to go here in the half. And remember, Thorson is the punter. And he has been hit hard in this first half.
They haven't shown the ability to get a yard, though, on fourth and, or third and short, either one.
He is back in the short punt formation. They are going to send a man in motion as Potratz goes to the left, back to the right. Play clock at 15. Now he'll go in motion to the left. They're just trying to get Kennedy to jump right now.
Hard count.
Down to eight, down to seven. Down to five, and Fort Dodge, I think, going to burn a timeout here, and they will. Timeout, Fort Dodge. So they tried to get Kennedy to jump. Didn't work.
It's halftime over at Eldridge. Xavier up 3-0 at halftime, but three turnovers by the Saints in that first half.
We've seen four turnovers here in the first half. I think that's going to be the name of the game tonight around the state of Iowa is holding on to the football.
Cold and wet is a recipe for turnovers every time. And I'll throw another one in there, Scott. It's a recipe for injury.
Yeah, that's what Kennedy. Some mistakes and injuries.
Caron Hendred likely out for the game, although he is standing up, shoe on the sideline. Cade Parker back in the game.
Max Drish is out, and they took his helmet away. Now, he had a concussion problem coming into this game.
That's right.
Was cleared, and I think it's probably jumped up again. Thorson to kick. Ashley Thornton. Thorson will get it away. Line of scrimmage, the 29-yard line. And another Fort Dodge three and out. Ken Fort Dodge just kind of waiting and waiting.
They're trying the hard count, but Kennedy not going to bite.
Five in the play clock. Are they going to take another timeout? And yep. They will. Wow. Well, I have not seen this before. Back-to-back timeouts.
They're trying as hard as they can to get Kennedy to jump off. And Kennedy has a few times here in the first half, but not on this particular drive.
Well, do you try it again if you're Fort Dodge?
You got one more to burn.
Jeff says yes. Why not? But you're still, even if you get Kennedy to jump, you're still 70 yards away from the end zone.
And you've shown an inability to get first downs, so, or even much positive yardage, which is going to be incredible at halftime. I'm pretty sure your stats are going to be tale of the story here. Kennedy up 28-6, but the stats are going to look much more lopsided than the scoreboard.
All right. As the punt turns, we'll try it again on fourth and one. We got more motion from Potratz. Still 47.2 to play, and now moving up under center is Thorson. He's going to try it. Thorson will take it, and what do we got? We got whistles beforehand. And they called a timeout before the fake punt, and which would have worked.
Which would have converted. And then some.
I tell you, this has been one of the wildest, weirdest halves we have seen all year.
Well, when it's cold and wet, and especially once you get into November, we've learned, Scott, through our years of working together, that anything can happen. There's not much that can surprise you anymore.
That's very much so.
And that's why they say, you know, you forget about what you're seated. You got to go out and play the game. You don't have to always be better than the other team. You just have to for 48 minutes on one night.
That's right. All right. Well, we've had two timeouts. We've had a third timeout prior to the punt or the fake, which would have been successful. Now, here's Potratz going in motion again, and a high snap, one-handed by Thorson. It's blocked. Punt is blocked at the 15-yard line.
Blocked.
Might have been Nolan Jacobs.
I think it was blocked and recovered.
Yep, Nolan Jacobs blocked the punt. And has it at the 11-yard line.
He was aided by a very high snap that caused Thorson to just kind of have a hitch in his giddy up there. And by the time he could get it down, he kind of nervously kicked it, and Jacobs was right there.
And Kennedy off the block punt will have it. No timeouts left with 39 seconds remaining in the half. Well, why not? Mark that down. No Caron Hendred. Koski the tailback. Ostendorp in there as well. They'll put Koski in the slot right, put Twins out that way. White gets a snap, rolls to the right side. He's going to throw to the sideline. Koski with the catch, turns it up at the 5-yard line, stretches, and did not get there. Down to the 1-yard line. Clock continues to run, although it should stop for a first down, and it will.
Please reset the game clock to 30 seconds. The line of game was reached. It will start on my signal.
So there you go. They did get the first down. So a gain of 10 right there on the pass to Koski. And now Kennedy will try it. The snap fumbled, picked up, and a touchdown by Max White. On the sneak with 23 seconds to play in the half. And Kennedy scores again.
Max White, second touchdown in a row there, courtesy of the blocked punt by Nolan Jacobs.
23.7 remaining in the half, and Kennedy will try the extra point out of the swinging gate. As the Cougars with a big offensive show tonight, but some mistakes. Extra point try on the way, and it's good. And it's 35-6. Blocked punt. Special teams giveth, and special teams taketh away, John.
Yes, it does. So Kennedy up 35-6, but this game could easily be 49-0 right now.
And Kennedy will get the ball first to start the second half as well.
Well, one of the bigger mysteries is, what are they going to do on their kickoff here? They've been squibbing for the last several weeks until the last kickoff, which was a traditional one.
Third quarter, Waukee starting to pull away from Prairie. It's 31-7 in favor of the Warriors.
Well, Waukee just has Prairie's number for some reason. I don't think there's that much difference in those two teams, but whenever they get together, it's just like Waukee has something on them.
All right, so it'll be way to kick. They're going to have Isaac Scott come in and hold it. West Branch on top of North Lynn, 16-0 in the second quarter. Down at the Little Rose Bowl. See the pictures of West Branch in an indoor practice facility? And they're going to kick it deep, angling to the near sideline, and they're going to let it go.
Oh,
this
no.
is a live ball.
Yes,
this
Kennedy.
Is a live ball.
Kennedy's going to have it at the one.
Kennedy's going to have it at the one-yard line.
Oh, my gosh. How does Ford Dodge let that go? They all stood there in their white jerseys and just looked at it roll down to the one-yard line. That is a live ball. Until it either goes out of bounds or into the end zone, it's anybody's a free kick for anybody to recover. And there's still 23.3 seconds left. With only 1 year, maybe they're going to mark it at the two now. Kennedy's got first and goal on the two.
Kennedy could score two touchdowns in the last 23 seconds. And Max White coming back out there. He'll go under Harmer at center. Ball in the right hash mark. White calling signals. He's going to throw. White rolling to the left side. He's got all kinds of room, and he's going to go in. Touchdown, Kennedy. Again.
Max White, three touchdowns on their last three. Oh, now check that. Last four possessions. 2 2-yard runs and 1 1-yarder.
And if you've got your football bingo card, you've got it filled by now tonight of strangeness. 41-6. So unless Fort Dodge scores in the last 17.4, and I'm not saying they're not going to, based on what we've been going through tonight, as the extra point is up and good, and it's 42-6. We're going to have the continuous clock to start the second half.
To start the second half.
In a playoff game.
42-6. And that six was, for Fort Dodge, was courtesy of a kickoff return and then a missed PAT. Kennedy inexplicably fumbled the ball twice inside the red zone. Should be another 14 on top of that. It should seriously right now, folks. Its score should be 56-0. For Kennedy. But as it is, we're at 42-6.
Wow.
17 seconds left, and I guarantee you the kick return team for Fort Dodge will pick up the dribbler wherever it goes this time.
Schreier just let it go the last one.
Unbelievable.
I have never seen anything like that before.
I never have either.
I've seen players go for the ball, then go away from it, and I've never seen anybody just absolutely give up on it. Well, they're going to try it again, and this time it's going to be down to Schreier at the 20-yard line. He'll come to the right, trying to get to the corner, to the 25, got a little convoy to the 40-yard line, and out of bounds with 8.1 to go. And they're going to say he stepped out, I think, back at the 47. We'll talk to Brian White coming up going into the locker room. And It'll be first and 10 at the 47-yard line in Fort Dodge territory. Dodgers down 42-6 with 8.1 seconds to play here in the half. And Kennedy going to send, I would imagine, a couple of safeties pretty far deep, and that's the case. Bryson Bell, along with Schreier to the left side, Kershaw to the right. They'll send Twins that way. Thorson in the shotgun gets a snap. Thorson back to throw. Thorson going to step up. He's going to throw on the run, throws the middle of the field, and it's caught. Going to be a first down. That's going to be the end of the half. It's going to be a 25-yard pickup. And the catch made by Bell, and we are at halftime. And going to go down to Jeff with head coach Brian White.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Coach, 42-6 at the half, a weird first half. The weather and the cold made probably some turnovers happen for both teams. Not super clean. You got a big lead here at halftime, but I guess an unconventional first half is a way to put it.
Right, not clean at all. And there's some things to be happy about, but an awful lot not to be happy about. The penalties are out of control. Fumbling when we're going in the end zone, you can't do that in the playoffs. That's 14 points. Getting a kickoff returned on you, that's another 7. That's a 21-point swing. You can't do that in November. So we've got to clean that up, and they're gonna learn about that at halftime a little bit, and you know, clean the game up.
Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Brian White, head coach of the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars. And on that kickoff, I was standing right down there, and I kind of saw exactly what I thought. The kickoff goes up, and it looks like it's heading out of bounds. And then at the last second, I even talked to Aaron Stecker about this, at the last second, it starts to curve back towards the field, kicks, and just goes straight. It looked, for off the tee, it looked like it was going out of bounds. I feel horrible for the Steyer, the returner, because he let it go. But I could see what he was looking at right down on that on the sideline there.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks to Brian White as well. Some things to work on at halftime. But Kennedy up 42-6 here at the break over the Fort Dodge Dodgers. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back to Kingston Stadium. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Let's talk about Anna. In May, she was working at Walmart and heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience, she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, hired by a My Computer Career graduate. Be part of the future. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
You know what dropping temperatures mean? That hockey and basketball seasons are starting, and that it's time to make sure your car's engine is extra protected. So go with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil, the first motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. It can't, however, protect your team's place in the standings. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss. And a weird first half, but a good first half for Kennedy. John, they lead it 42-6. Domination. But like Brian White said, some things to work on at halftime, and they are going to work on them.
Well, there's no doubt they had the two fumbles when they were going in for touchdowns, one of them actually on the goal line itself. They gave up the special teams kickoff return. I mean, by all rights, you heard Coach White tell Jeff that there was a 21-point swing because of those things. You know, by all rights, it should be 56-0 right now. Instead, we're at 42-6. Kennedy's just cruising regardless of the fact that they've made some mistakes. Fort Dodge has had an interception, a blocked punt, a fumble, but they do have the special teams kickoff return, so I'm not exactly sure how they're going to get their offense going, though, Scott. I mean, some of these numbers that you're going to give us for Fort Dodge's offense, it's just they're futile right now.
Total yards at halftime, Kennedy 307 total yards to 58 for Fort Dodge.
And of those 58,
25 came on the last play of the first half.
When Kennedy's defense was in prevent.
Absolutely. Kennedy 307 overall, 284 on the ground. Kennedy coming in, number 2 and 3A, 324 yards rushing a game, and already up to 284, and the Cougars don't have their ace, Kayron Hendrick, out there. He was injured in the first half. Kate Parker was injured. He did come back. Max Drish has been out in the first half as well. For Kennedy on the ground, Brantley Koski leading the way, 9 carries, 114 yards, 1 touchdown. He also has an interception on defense for Kennedy. Before the injury, Kayron Hendrick had a total of 8 carries for 84 yards. Kate Parker has carried it 3 times for 36 yards. Max White has carried it. Let's check this. So far tonight, Max White has carried it for 44 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Jay Ostendorf has carried it 2 times for a total of 9 yards. White in the first half, 2 of 3 for 23 yards for the Kennedy Cougars. 1 catch by Makai Harris and 1 for Brantley Koski in the first half. Kennedy with 10 first downs. They're a perfect 5 of 5 in third down conversions, but 7 penalties in the first half for Kennedy for 50 yards. Cougars have 2 sacks. They also have 2 turnovers in the first half. Fort Dodge, only 58 yards of total offense in the first half, minus 3 on the ground. They're playing without their leading rusher, Dayson Clayton, tonight. He's out due to injury, but Schreier has carried it 2 times for 3 yards, and other than that, it's been losses. Actually, John, it's 40 yards because I forgot about the blocked punt, which is a minus 18. So right now, that's a team minus 18, so it's minus 21 yards rushing right now for Fort Dodge.
Boy, they just haven't even tried to run the ball, Scott. Everything is either quarterback draw, quarterback sweep, or they pass the ball. And the futility of their rushing attack, this is going to get out of hand real fast, especially with that continuous clock here and starting in the second half.
So far, 3 of 11 for Osley Thorson in the first half for a total of 61 yards. Kershaw has caught 2 for 36. Bell caught the last one in the first half for 25. Only 2 first downs, make it 3 first downs for Fort Dodge. Penalized 1 time for 5 yards and 2 turnovers, which led to Kennedy touchdowns. 2 turnovers and 1 mental turnover in that first half for Fort Dodge. Fort Dodge 0 for 5 on third down conversions as well. Time of possession, this was going to be a big one tonight, and 16 minutes and 23 seconds for Kennedy to 7:37 for Fort Dodge.
Yeah, and it maybe should be worse than that, but that is a very telling stat.
Kennedy has scored on a Kayron Hendrick 36-yard run to make it 7-0 on the second drive of the game for the Cougars. Brantley Koski, a 13-yard run, made it 14-0 Kennedy. Cougars put up a third touchdown on a Koski 21-yard run. Both those coming off of Fort Dodge turnovers. That made it 21-0. But on the ensuing kickoff, Fort Dodge ran it back 65 yards for a touchdown. That by Tyson Kershaw. That extra point was blah or no good, and that made it 21-6. And then Kennedy got their fourth touchdown on a Max White 2-yard run to make it 28-6. And then the weirdness kicked in. Fort Dodge got a punt blocked. Kennedy got it on the 11-yard line, And then Max White took it in on a sneak from a yard out with 23 seconds to play to make it 35-6. And then the ensuing kickoff, Fort Dodge did not cover the football up. A free ball. Kennedy fell on it at the 2-yard line, and Max White took it in from 2 yards out. And that's where we're at halftime, 42-6. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with some scores from around the playoff night around the state when we come back. You're listening to High School Football Playoff Action presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Let's talk about Anna. In May, she was working at Walmart and heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience, she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, hired by a My Computer Career graduate. Be part of the future. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Let's talk about Anna. In May, she was working at Walmart and heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience, she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, hired by a My Computer Career graduate. Be part of the future. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the second half. 42-6, the halftime score, as Kennedy leads Fort Dodge. And some interesting scores. There are always interesting scores on the opening night of the playoffs.
Especially first round.
You know that some districts are stronger than others. You know some are weaker than others. So it's very interesting. Let's take a look at some of the scores. Halftime, St. Ansgar all over Edco, 30-7. Unbeaten Remsen St. Mary's, 20-20 in the first half against East Mills right now. West Liberty has taken the lead over Monticello, 6-0 in the third quarter. Grundy Center leading Belle Plaine 7-6. MFL Marmac at halftime leading South Wind 30-16. Dyke New Hartford, number one, unbeaten in Class 1A. They trail Panorama 13-7 in the third quarter.
Upset alert there.
How about that?
Big upset alert.
Regina and Minneapolis are 7-7. That in the second quarter down at Meepo. Halftime at the Little Rose Bowl. It is West Branch leading North Lynn 16-0. Earlham leading BGM 14-7. You've got Easton Valley shutting out Gladbrook Rhinebeck 34-0 at halftime. There'll be a new champion and eight player, John. Don Bosco at halftime leading New London 52-6 at the halftime break. Midland has come back to lead HLV 22-6 at halftime. Also, Van Meter leading Pella Christian 28-6 at halftime. From the group of death, Western Dubuque at halftime leading Washington, Iowa 21-3. Third quarter, a good one down at Spartan Stadium on 106.3 FM. Solon with a 14-7 lead on Iowa City Liberty.
Battle of Mahaffey Bridge.
Yes, it is. Pella at halftime shutting out Independence 9-0. Second quarter, it's Ankeny on top of Southeast Polk 17-6. Halftime, Dowling on top of Roosevelt, shutting them out 21-0. Our winner of our game tonight between Kennedy and Fort Dodge will take on the winner of Ankeny Centennial and Urbandale. And right now, the Jaguars leading Urbandale at halftime 21-14 at the break. Halftime, it's Bettendorf leading Linmar 28-14. Cedar Falls at halftime is shutting out Dubuque Senior 37-0. Halftime, Waukee all over Prairie 31-7. Third quarter, Xavier on top of North Scott 3-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading Carlisle 28-7. Third quarter, PCM defending champs in 2A leading at Benton Community 20-0. You got Williamsburg in the third quarter over Waterloo Columbus 13-0. Waukon, number one in 2A, leading Tipton 22-0 at half. And Lewis Central halftime leading Oskaloosa 38-0. And West Des Moines Valley leading Indianola, but only 14-0 at halftime. So there's some interesting things taking place.
Undefeated Independence down.
But having to go on the road, now it is 27-0, PCM on top of Benton Community.
Yeah, PCM, they're sending a little message that we're not the defending state champs for nothing.
And they lost a ton off that terrific team that they had last year. The winner of this game will go to either Ankeny Centennial or will host Urbandale in the second round. That is we are in bracket C of Class 4A. Bracket A, if everything holds, it'll be Valley and Waukee meeting in the second round in the quarterfinals. Bracket B, if things hold, it'll be the rematch between Bettendorf and Cedar Falls at the Dome. And bracket D, if things hold, it'll be Ankeny and Dowling. And that would be over at it'd be at Williams Stadium.
Right.
So 4A, things are pretty much holding according to form. In fact, everything is according to form except for Ankeny over Southeast Polk right now. Well, both teams are back out. We're going to have a continuous clock. Kennedy will have the ball to start the third. And you can't take anything for granted, though, once you get into the playoffs, John.
Well, here's the interesting dilemma for Brian White, head coach of Kennedy. You know, you got the continuous clock. You're up 42-6. You know, at what point do you just take some of your key guys out and say, you know, we got a pretty deep team here. These guys just don't need to be playing. The verdict is not in doubt, but you want to be careful because you've already had a couple of injuries tonight. You don't want to have anything more, just kind of any ticky-tacky odd little things that might happen.
Well, Jonas Pingle is warming up on the sideline for Kennedy. And he's warming up with Tyler Harmer, the first-team center. So that might be the first little indication of how things might go. We shall see.
You know, Cade Parker got some form of a shoulder injury in the second quarter there, came out for a series, maybe two, but then came back in and finished out the first half. I don't know how much I would be playing him in the second half. Don't need to aggravate whatever it is that's kind of dinged up on his shoulder right now.
Max White will drop for the Cougars. Colton Hinnish will drop as well for Kennedy back at about the 15-yard line. As they will have twin safeties back there as Fort Dodge will show that amoeba formation and then they'll get into the regular kickoff. It will kick off from right to left and it'll be a squib kick. A couple of bounces picked up at the 25-yard line. And this is Brantley Koski trying to get to the outside and up back 35 to the 40-yard line. Breaks the tackle 45-50. Jump cut 45-40. Koski down inside the Fort Dodge 30.
Brantley Koski on the
return. Oh, where is the cape?
That is just more highlight reel stuff for Brantley Koski.
That reminds us we'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game at the conclusion of this one during the post game. because Brant Likoski has already won a couple of those. And, of course, with very much sadness, the death of the owner this week, Joe Witte, over in the Quad Cities, Mr. Happy Joe himself. So,
the inventor of taco pizza, your favorite.
Yeah, that's right. So have a slice for Joe this week. First down from the 29-yard line in Fort Dodge territory. White is the quarterback in the handoff. And off the right side comes Koski. And Connor Colby absolutely crushed two people.
It's not very often you hear the people in the crowd ooh and ah, but that was unbelievable.
That's 120 yards now for Koski. The future Hawkeye showing why right there. Second down and four for Kennedy. Hand off Koski, same play, other side. Koski inside the 20. Should have enough for a first down. Going to be close. They might say his knee touched about a half a yard shy. And that's going to be the case. So it'll be a third and about a foot coming up. Harmer in there at center for the Cougars. Bascom is in there for Kennedy at that right guard position coming off the injury. Direct snap. Here comes White off the right side. Caught and taken down for a loss. And it's going to make it a fourth down. And that's the first time tonight Kennedy did not convert on third down. Going to be a loss of a yard.
Four down territory, though. And I'm sure they'll get it on fourth.
Malley coming in with the play. Jacobs coming out. The big lineup coming in for Kennedy. Ostendorp in front of Koski right now. Fourth down, yard and a half for Kennedy. 12 on the play clock, and we've got flags flying.
Prior to the snap, false start. Offense, number 52, five-yard penalty, fourth down.
And another Cougar false start. And it'll make it a fourth and a long six coming up. 9.5 to play with the continuous clock here at Kingston. As Kennedy up 42-6. Cody Fluhop will go out to the far side, out top to the left. Two receivers to the right. Offset eye. Here is White looking to throw. Going to throw short. Caught by Fluhop. And he's got the first down. He just sat back there in that little zone, John, and caught the 10-yarder for the first.
Nice little hitch pattern, and the ball thrown very well by Max White.
First down, number 11 for the Kennedy Cougars. Catch number 10 on the year for Cody Fluhop.
First and 10 Cougars from the 16.
As Kennedy will have it in the red zone at the Fort Dodge 16-yard line. And the Cougars already up 42-6. Two receivers out to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground to Koski. And got about a yard, maybe two, down to the 15-yard line. Have not seen Caron Hendrick since the first quarter. If you're wondering where he is, but Koski has run for 125 yards tonight, along with a couple of touchdowns. Second down, called a little more than eight from just inside the 15-yard line. Fort Dodge showing blitz. Here they come, White off the fake. Boots to the right side, a couple of pump fakes. White will cut it back to the 10. He's to the 5, and he got smothered. But he's got a first and goal as he takes it down to the 3-yard line. And a first and goal coming up again for Kennedy.
A rollout pass on play action there by White, and all of the defenders went down.
Somebody wants you.
Pardon me.
I was wondering, where are the cowbells coming from?
We're going to remedy that right now.
First down and goal. White in the eye. Hands it off to the fullback, and Ostendorf gets hit. And taken down right away. Going to be a loss back to the 5-yard line. Fort Dodge has not given up in this game.
Jay Ostendorf had a lot of carries tonight here. I don't think he expected to have that on the night, but he has done a nice job on both sides of the ball for the majority of this game.
Yes, he has. PCM now leading Benton 27-0 in the fourth quarter. White in the shotgun, 10 on the play clock, second and goal from the 5-yard line. White gets the snap, coming to the left side. Got an Ostendorf block, trying to get to the corner. Turns it, gets in. That's the Bundy for Mr. White.
5-yard scamper to the wide side of the field. A couple of nice blocks out there, and he always reads them so well.
Touchdown, Cougars, with 6:44 to play in the third. A 5-minute, 16-second drive for Cedar Rapids Kennedy to make it 48-6. As the Cougars will try the extra point here, Vandersee to hold for Liam Way. Good snap, and the kick on its way, and it is good. 49-6 Kennedy, 6:44 to play in the third. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Playoff Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So-so.
Are we going to win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to the Gym.
Another squib kick, and this time Kennedy covers it well. William McCauley was down there first, 5'10", 190-pound senior, as McCauley put him down. And it will be first down at the 32-yard line. Kennedy keeping the number ones in there as the clock continues to run. Continuous clock here. Pella now with a 17-0 lead on Independence. And Independence, tough situation for the Mustangs. Best year since 73, but had to go on the road. They got to fix that little problem, a tweak in the RPI district formula. Back to throw, Thorson under pressure. He's going down again. Nolan Jacobs with Kennedy's third sack of the night. And that one's going to be inside the 25-yard line, back to the 24-yard line.
Well, even the best of offenses has trouble holding on to the ball when their quarterback goes back into the pocket there, and that just collapsed on him fast.
Loss of 8. It'll be second down and 18. Empty backfield, 5 receivers, 3 to the right side. Thorson to throw, steps up in the pocket. Hit as he throws, got it to Kershaw across the 30, got a block to the outside, and got another block. Should have been a penalty.
There's a first down.
And a first down instead. That was a block in the back. But that's fine.
Well, when the continuous clock's running, the hankies usually find a way to stay in the pockets of the officials unless it's really blatant.
Well, that was pretty blatant. But a gain of 20, it'll stand. Yeah. Third catch by Kershaw.
With Kennedy up 49-6. That might have something to do as well.
First down from the 44-yard line. Four-man front for Kennedy. As Thorson in the shotgun. They're going to empty that backfield down to 2 in the play clock. Deep drop. Thorson back to throw. Being chased. In trouble. Now is going to run. Got away from one up to the 50-yard line and twisted down right there. As Shamarion Graham on the stop for Kennedy. And it'll be second down and 4 coming up. What do you think Brian White would like to put a helmet on about this time? This is just go after the quarterback. Second down, 4. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. Shotgun. Thorson rolling right. Thorson. Again, going to have to run and hit from behind, and Knox leveled him after a gain of a couple.
Cale Knox just lowered the boom. 54,
for Kale Knox and number 55, Nolan Jacobs.
Jacobs and Knox both there that time for the Cougars. Third down and two upcoming for Fort Dodge.
This is the first time Fort Dodge has penetrated beyond their own 50 with their offense?
Yes.
I think it is.
At the Kennedy 48-yard line with 3:35 to play in the third. Thorson directing traffic, five in the play clock, gets a shotgun snap, looks right, now being chased, and down he goes. Nowhere to go. Sham Graham.
Put the slam.
Got him right there. That's going to be a loss of about 12.
That was the Sham Graham slam right there.
Sack number four on the night. And a fourth down back at the 40-yard line. And punt formation for Osley Thorson. Mikoski's going to sneak up there again. He did this a couple times ago and got a short punt on the run. Oh, now it's a bad snap. Thorson's in trouble, and down he goes. That's going to be a loss back to the 27-yard line. So officially it will go down as giving it up on downs.
First and 10 Cougars.
But Kennedy will have it at the Fort Dodge 27-yard line.
Well, any positive yardage that Fort Dodge's offense had was pretty well nullified by that particular drive.
First and 10 for the Cougars, and Kennedy will have it at the 27-yard line at Fort Dodge. As the clock starts up again. And it looks like Kennedy is going to advance to the quarterfinals next Friday night. Turn, handoff. This is Heenish in there now at the running back spot. And he'll take it ahead for about two.
How about this, Scott? The last four possessions for Kennedy have all started inside the Fort Dodge 29.
Crazy.
And they had two that were inside the Fort Dodge territory in the first quarter as well.
That's a recipe for winning.
Man. Short porches, you love those.
Cougars will take all the time they can. They'll send receivers left and right out of the eye. Second and eight. New quarterback Jonas Pingle in there, and Heenish gets it off the right side. And two more. And it'll be a third down. We'll call it third down a little more than five. Jonas Pingle, the quarterback in there now for the Cougars. 6'1", 85, and a senior. And Max White's night is done. Now you're looking ahead to next week. Caron Henrett, can he get him healthy into next week? And others.
At least this isn't a Wednesday game and you got to play on Monday, Scott.
Oh, third down. Pingle's going to throw, and he throws the out. Fluhop with the catch and taken down after the first down. Another Kennedy conversion. Well, nice throw there.
Welcome to the aerial attack, Mr. Pingle.
Pretty nice throw by the
senior.
He
let go of that before the receiver ever stopped and turned around and acknowledged that the ball was coming his way.
And time for one final play here in the game's third quarter. And it will be Kennedy with the first and 10 in the red zone, just outside the 16-yard line. Pingle on the inside handoff to Heenish, and not much. Egley brought him down after a gain of about a yard, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 49, Fort Dodge 6, back of the fourth quarter of this 4A first rounder in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
Guess why crime rates spike on Halloween? Yup. Thieves know you're out and your home is vulnerable. This year, trick-or-treat with peace of mind knowing your Blink security cameras are watching your home. Blink cameras are motion-activated, wire-free, and run on two lithium batteries for up to 2 years. And now through November 3rd, Blink indoor and outdoor cameras and systems are up to 20% off. Yup, 20% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale.
Give me an S. Give me an O. Give me an S. Give me an O. What's that spell? so-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Well, the old gray lady a little white around the edges tonight with the snow that came through earlier on. And right now, Fort Dodge through three quarters has minus 46 yards rushing. On second down, here is a toss to Hienisch. Got a quick kick out block. 15 to the 10 to the 5-yard line. Dives. Did he get in? Touchdown. Colton Hienisch gets in from 16 yards out. How about that? He joins the party.
Nice little toss sweep to the wide side of the field. And like all the backs for Kennedy do, he read his blocks well, was patient, and then when he saw that opening, he shot through the gap, dove for the end line, and got the ball across.
That's going to be good at the 25th reunion. As Kennedy tacks on another one, as the Cougars have put this one away, as the extra point is good. We'll take another minute break, 11:51 to play here in our ball game. Kennedy 56 and Fort Dodge 6. Back of the kickoff in a minute. This is high school football from KGYM Sports.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Total yardage through three quarters here at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy, 359 yards as another squib kick comes down to the 30-yard line. And around the left side there for Fort Dodge, and out of bounds with it comes Caden Lynch.
James Daniel on the return.
As it'll be first down for Fort Dodge. And that will be at the 35-yard line is where the Dodgers will have it. 359 a total yards for the Kennedy Cougars. And for Fort Dodge, 35 total yards. And we'll go down to Jeff on the sideline here in a moment to find out. I think a lot of people, new folks, are getting ready to go in here. We'll find out exactly how many new folks are coming in. First down, Fort Dodge, 35-yard line. Clock running. Quarterback draw, and Thorson gets high load. As I know Ostendorp was one of the guys in there for the Kennedy Cougars. No gain on that play. Jeff, we'll go down to you, and this one's well in the bag. And Kennedy, I think, looking to get some new folks in.
Yep, plenty of new guys coming into the game for Kennedy right now, and I guess the focus on the sidelines, at least for myself and AD Aaron Stecker, is scoreboard watching right now. And if we're scoreboard watching, Urbandale just scored. It's 21-21 with 6 minutes left to go in that one. A combined 8 turnovers in that ball game between Urbandale and Centennial tonight.
Oh, go Jayhawks.
Can you sing the Jayhawk fight song?
Nothing against our friends from Centennial, but that would help us out in 2 hours, a two-hour segment. Kershaw catches the pass for 11 yards and the fifth first down for Fort Dodge. Thank you, Jeff. So it's 21-21 there. First down, shotgun snap, Thorson back to throw. He's being chased, rolls to the far side and throws it away. Brantley Koski with a catch in a snow pile over on the far side.
He had to go up about 2 feet onto the snowbank there to get it, but out-of-bounds interceptions don't count, Brantley. Sorry.
He already has one in the ball game. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Second down at 10, clock running, 9:28 to play here in the ball game. Schreier and Potraz to the right side for Fort Dodge. Twins to the left as well. And here's Thorson on the quarterback draw. Gets knocked once, got away from that, and got about a yard. Colby chased him, and Reed Packabear in there right now as the junior brings him down. And that'll be a gain of about a yard.
Gain of one brings up third.
Fort Dodge is 0 for 7 on third down tries tonight. Nothing has gone right for the Dodgers. From the 47, Thorson looking over to the sideline. On third down and 9, play clock at 3. Down to 2, gets the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to step up in the pocket. Going to have to run to the 50-yard line into Kennedy territory. And Packabear takes him down after a pickup of about 8. Going to be about a yard shy of the first.
Stop by number 33, Reed Packabear.
And you know these defensive guys, John. You need a forklift to go out and get some of these guys off the field.
Well, their defense hasn't given up any score tonight, and they want to preserve the shutout, even though there's 6 points on the board for the Dodgers.
Rinkenberger in there right now as a new defensive player. Fourth down and a yard for Fort Dodge. Under 8 to play here in the ball game. Kennedy up 56-6 with 7:47 to go. Shotgun snap, Thorson to throw. Thorson's going to wing it over to the far side. Intercepted. C.J. Curry.
Oh,
got it. And then a late flag coming in.
Curry got the interception, went out of bounds, and then kind of led up. And from behind, a Dodger came up and gave him a big shove in the back.
And it'll be a first down. Second penalty of the night for Fort Dodge.
Second interception of the night to go along with a fumble and a blocked punt.
C.J. Curry gets his first interception of the year. Brantley Koski had one earlier tonight. And it'll be Cougar ball from the 49-yard line. And you've got Pingle in there at quarterback for Kennedy. Gavin Black is in there. He will be the new tailback for the Cougars. Number 10. Pingle turns, hands it off. Black tries that right side. Got a new fullback. Jacob Vandersanden is in there. Yeah, that's going to be a pickup of a couple for Black. Brody Lovell in there as a wide out. Drew Bartles is in there as a wide out. Some juniors coming in for Kennedy. Hienisch coming back in there as we go under 7 to play. Try to get you some of the linemen as well for the Cougars. There's all kinds of new faces in there now for Kennedy. Tight end left side and 2nd and 8. Play clock at 5 and Pingle on the handoff. Hienisch kicks it to the outside. He's already got a touchdown. There's a penalty flag flying in there.
And a second one. This will be two separate infractions.
That will stop the clock with 6:32 to play.
Now we got another one.
Now we got a hat in the air.
This is going to be an ejection. The second penalty also precipitated the third one.
Now, here's the deal if you're Kennedy. Brian White is doing a good job right now. We'll go down to Jeff, too. Because Brian White's bringing everybody in and saying, this thing's been chippy tonight. You get tossed, and you're going to miss next week's game.
And he's going to take a timeout, so he's got extra time to talk to the entirety of the team.
And we got guys without hats. We got flags all over the place. And we'll see what this is about.
That should be an ejection from the game for that Fort Dodge player.
Joel Oswald, the official, our lead official tonight. Waukee leads Prairie 31-14 in the fourth quarter.
Here we go.
Fouls by both teams. Personal foul, defense number 9. Holding offense number 52. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number 9. First two fouls offset. The unsportsmanlike conduct will be enforced 15 yards from the previous spot and results in a first down.
All right. So there
you
go.
He will not be ejected.
I think he just ran out of things to throw.
It's not very often you see the white hat go flying straight up in the air.
And we got a timeout. For Kennedy. All right, Jeff, we're going to go down to you because Brian White did a very smart thing there, didn't he?
Brian White has done a smart thing, and now he's done an even smarter thing. He has pulled his entire team into this huddle. Basically what this is, this whole game, Fort Dodge has kind of been baiting Kennedy a little bit with some chit-chat out there. Now it's gotten to that point where the game is in hand. Do not do anything stupid to get you out of next week's contest, just like you guys talked about up in the booth. Don't say a word. Get up. Hand the ball back to the official. Go back to the huddle. 6:32 is going to go fast. It's basically 6:32 in real time. Let's get out of here. Don't do anything silly in the next 6:32.
Very well put. Trepto in there on the left side. Cam Kelso in there on the left side. Giuseppe Gianforte in there, and they hand it to Black. Off tackle, turns it up the hash marks inside the 30 and down to the 27-yard line for his second run of the night.
Gavin Black, the ball carrier for the
Bascom hanging in there for the Cougars. 88, Drake Kinney. 6'6", 205-pound junior tight end in there for the Cougars. Now, I think they got big plans for Mr. Kinney next year. It's second down, a little more than 5. As Kennedy will scrimmage from the 27 of Fort Dodge. Toss to Heenish. Got a couple blocks, 25 to the 20-yard line, 15, and down close to the 10-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 18.
And a late cheap shot after the play by a Fort Dodge guy so far away from the play. Unbelievable.
So it'll be first and goal as we're down to 5.5 to play. Right now, Gianforte in there at center, Bascom, and then you've got 65 on the right tackle, Colton Loveland, 6'2", 220-pound senior. Here's Pingle on the keeper, Jonas angling right, and I think they want to get Jonas into the end zone. Centennial has scored with 4:16 to play, and the Jaguars lead 28-21 as Pingle takes it. So if that holds, it'll be Kennedy at Centennial next Friday night.
Jerry Pizzetti.
Both Pizzettis. They're co-head coaches now. Father and son. Turn, handoff, Heenish. Blast that right side inside the 5 to the 3. As he will go for about 5. 4.5 to play. So listening to high school playoff football tonight, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. As the Cougars are going to go to 9-1 with this first round win here tonight at Kingston Stadium. On third down, here's the handoff to Black, tries to cut it back and be taken down at the 2-yard line. And it will be a fourth and goal with under 4 to play. And it'll be fourth down. Here's Pingle. He'll hand it off to Black, and he got in. Touchdown, Kennedy. So Gavin Black, a senior, gets into the act. As Kennedy now extending the lead to 62-6. That'll stop the clock with 3:29 to play. And John is looking at maps to take us to Ankeny next week.
Never been to the stadium that Ankeny plays at.
New stadium, right?
Well, I'm sure they share it with Ankeny.
As the kick is up and good. We'll talk about that when we come back, among other things. 3:29 to play here in the ball game. Kennedy 63, Fort Dodge 6. Back in a minute. This is high school playoff football on KGYN.
Guess why crime rates spike on Halloween? Yup, thieves know you're out and your home is vulnerable. This year, trick-or-treat with peace of mind knowing your Blink security cameras are watching your home. Blink cameras are motion-activated, wire-free, and run on two lithium batteries for up to 2 years. And now through November 3rd, Blink indoor and outdoor cameras and systems are up to 20% off. Yup, 20% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
But Jacoby Brissett continues to be the guy that.
Here is the squib kick. Goes over the top of the pile, and Fort Dodge will have Shire fall on it. And it will be Dodger ball at the 23-yard line. I was looking to see. Yes, you're right. Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial share a stadium, John. Beautiful new place down in Ankeny. I believe it's at toward where Centennial is built. But we're going to find out this information.
I'm guessing it's there, too. But, yep, this is New Horizons for the Stash and the Nash. Going to be heading on the road for round two, and we're going to be taking Jeff along with us.
Well, Jeff, you got to work on it, man. You got to work on it.
We're hoping Jeff's going to go along with us.
First down, 23-yard line. And here's the handoff, and Presswood, not much, as he's going to lose a couple. If Ankeny won, then there was a chance that Ankeny could host. I don't know who's the actual host at that stadium. But here we go. Hand off. New quarterback in there now for Fort Dodge as finals are starting to come in. This is Carson Peterson. He's a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore. And we're down to 2 minutes to play here in the ballgame.
I have a source that says Urbandale is driving, Scott.
Uh-oh.
They are in Centennial territory with 3 minutes to play.
We'll see how it comes out. Third down, and we got a penalty flag flying.
Flags all over.
Five-yard penalty, third down.
So the penalty against Fort Dodge.
Minute 40 to go in Eldridge, and the still knotted up 3-3 between Xavier and North Scott.
Wow. That's got overtime written all over it from the start of that thing.
Yes, it did. And defenses, you got to kind of think that there wasn't going to be anybody get a touchdown.
Here is a fumbled exchange on the jet sweep.
That should be Kennedy's.
And Kennedy's got it, I believe. It's going to be the fourth Fort Dodge turnover of the night. Reed Packabear will fall on it for the Cougars at the 17. With a minute and a half to play in our ball game. We'll have the stats coming up at the end of this one. We'll get a word from head coach Brian White. As Kennedy with a 63-6 lead in this one. As the Cougars will head, well, we don't know if Urbandale wins this thing. We got one more here at the Gray Lady. Kennedy and Victor formation here. As Pingle will take a knee. And will have to take maybe one more. Yeah, he's going to have to take one more. Looks like. As the Cougars will get the big victory in this one here tonight.
Principal Klein down on the field entertaining the student section.
There is the final kneel, and we are at the end of the ball game. 63-6, an emphatic win tonight for the Cougars of Kennedy as they defeat the Fort Dodge Dodgers here tonight at Kingston Stadium. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with the postgame after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Let's talk about Anna. In May, she was working at Walmart and heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience, she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, hired by a My Computer Career graduate. Be part of the future. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as the Kennedy Cougars defeat the Fort Dodge Dodgers tonight 63-6 here at Kingston Stadium as Kennedy goes to 9-1 now on the year as the Cougars will take on either Centennial or Urbandale, and that is very much in doubt. At this point, we'll talk more about that coming up. But head coach Brian White of Kennedy is down on the field with Jeff Moss, and we'll throw it down there.
All right, Brian White's the head coach of the Kennedy Cougars. Coach Dominant tonight. Obviously, there are some things to work on from tonight's ball game, but you come out here and you dominate in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, there's always things to work on. From week one all the way up to getting to the Dome, there's always something to work on. But, you know, we're happy with the effort. Kids played hard tonight. We made some mistakes that we got to clean up. And, you know, it was a physical ball game. You know, Fort Dodge is a physical team. But it was a great night for us. Anytime you get a chance to get a lot of kids in the playoffs, it's always a good night.
Yeah, exactly. Especially you get a lot of those young guys to come in and get a chance to play. And that's really the program's built around seniors. But obviously the young guys mean a lot.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, getting kids on the field, the seniors playing, we got a lot of seniors in tonight. And, you know, we don't know where we're going to be next week. We could be here. We could be in Des Moines, but or in Ankeny. But it's great when you get kids in, and kids just play hard, and they cheer for each other. You know, when the stars come out, they cheer for the backups. That's a great feeling.
K-Ron got hurt in the first half. Hopefully he'll be able to come back. He was on the sidelines in street clothes, but hopefully he'll be able to come back. And I think it sounds like we're going to be playing here next Friday night.
I think we're playing home. I think Centennial just got knocked off. But you know what? It really doesn't matter because it's November, and whoever comes here, they're going to be a great matchup, and it's going to be a good night of football.
That means Urbandale went for two to get the victory. You'll be back at the old Great Lady back Friday night.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. I don't even know what to say right now. It's funny down here.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
How about that, guys? Urbandale goes for two and wins the ball game at Centennial. Urbandale Kennedy next Friday night here at Kingston.
Well, I'm not giving it to him yet because
there's 16 seconds left.
16 seconds. Yep, 16.
Kennedy scored twice in 11 seconds. So, but that would be very nice. That would be very, very nice indeed. on the gas card and on everything for that one.
I lit my prayer candle and said my Hail Marys and Our Fathers. Okay, I'm just gonna tell you.
Some other scores. We'll get to the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard coming up for you. But Solon held off Liberty 14-7.
Barn burner.
And Bettendorf beat Lindmar 42-14 tonight over at Lindmar Stadium. And Urbandale leads Centennial, what, 29-28?
29-28 with 16 seconds left.
He went for two.
They'll be squibbing that kick.
And got it. So, yeah, we'll see how that will play out. We'll get a final on that coming up in a little bit. But, yeah, I think Brian White was a little excited down there when he found out that partial score and the rest of the Cougars.
I think there's a couple of guys in the Bob Brooks press box that were pretty happy, too.
Yeah. I'm not going to turn it down. Let's just put it
that way. I'm not going to lie. I'm darn happy, too.
Dominating performance. Yes. Fort Dodge was without their starting tailback. It would have made a difference, but Fort Dodge could not run the ball tonight. And the Kennedy pass rush attack was at the top of its game this evening.
You know, defense always travels. And whether you're at home or away, when you've got a defense like this Kennedy one, you're going to be able to set yourself up to make a long run in the playoffs. Now, with the possibility of being here again next Friday night against a team that you're going to be favored against, that's a great thing to have happen. So Kennedy's, they got to be careful now, if in fact this does play out the way we think, that they don't just show up next Friday night. They've got to have a great week of practice again, and we'll talk to Brian White tomorrow morning.
Yes,
we'll have a Coach's Corner show where we go through all of the possibilities and things that are happening from this point on. But we're going to have Brian White in the studio, and we'll talk to him. And I guarantee you the first thing he will tell us is that they will not overlook Urbandale if Urbandale hangs on for that last 16 seconds.
Indeed. And we'll get that final, among others, with Jeff coming up in a bit. Kennedy owned this game from the outset, and to be honest with you, it probably could have been worse than 63 to six as the final score tonight.
Well, you can add on 14 to that because they hit twice. They were going in for touchdowns and fumbled the ball away. And you can take that six off the board if the special teams doesn't give up the long touchdown on the kickoff. So, you know, in essence, this could have just been so much worse than it was. But you're right. This was a Kennedy stampede tonight. They were not going to be denied. Yeah, made a lot of mistakes. But you know what? This is a terrible night to play. What? The weather did not help the football gods at all, or either team play tonight. So, yeah, just get a win, move on. You know, what's the old saying we used to have in wrestling, Scott? 1 point wins as good as a pin. You just got to advance at this point.
Yeah, and that's what Kennedy did. He advanced in the game here tonight. Take a look at the final numbers in this one. Total yardage just dominated tonight by the Kennedy Cougars. Unofficially, I've got Kennedy with 410 yards of total offense to 36 for Fort Dodge tonight. Kennedy, 370 on the ground. Cougars came in to this football game at 324. And that was number two in Class 4A. Didn't hurt it tonight. 370 yards of rushing, led by Brantley Koski, 12 carries, 125, and two touchdowns. He got 84 yards from Caron Hendren. And I think the Urbandale score is just final, the way that the Kennedy folks are jumping up and down on the football field right now. 8 carries, 84 yards, and one touchdown for Caron Hendren. Max White, 14 carries, 62 yards, and four touchdowns tonight. Cade Parker, 3 carries and 36 yards. Colton Heenish carried it 6 times for 45 yards and a touchdown. Jay Ostendorp, 3 carries and 6 yards. Gavin Black, 4 carries, 12 yards and a touchdown. Jonas Pingle, 3 carries for 0 yards on the night. Max White, Kennedy threw the ball tonight 5 times in this football game. 5 times. Max White was 3 of 4 for 33 yards. Jonas Pingle was 1 for 1. He for 7 yards in the ball game tonight. Kennedy with 14 first downs all told in the ball game. Cougars were penalized 8 times in the ball game for 55 yards. 4 sacks Kennedy had and 2 turnovers in the ball game tonight for the Cougars. For Fort Dodge, 40 total yards. That is it. Fort Dodge minus 45 on the ground tonight with the sack yardage and everything, all the losses thrown in. Minus 45 tonight on the ground. Through the air, Thorson tonight, 5 of 16, 92 yards, and 2 interceptions. Bice was 0 for 1 in the ball game. Kershaw is going to be headed to South Dakota. Good ball player. He had 4 receptions for 67 yards. Bell had the other for 25. 5 first downs for Fort Dodge, 4 penalties in the ball game for a total of 40 yards. 4 turnovers as well for Fort Dodge in the ball game, and a lot of those led to Kennedy scores. In fact, 3 of the 4 led to touchdowns for the Kennedy Cougars in the ball game tonight. Third down conversions, Fort Dodge was 0 for 9. Kennedy tonight was 6 of 7 on third down. Kennedy was 1 for 1 on fourth down tonight. And time of possession, Kennedy 30 minutes and 13 seconds to 17:47 for Fort Dodge in the ball game. And Kennedy came out, and despite the injuries, despite a few mistakes, they really showed their mettle in this game.
Offensive line took care of business, and the defense, which has been stellar all year long, really stepped up. Those stats are evidence of that. And what's that they always say? Defense wins you championships. And we've got Jeff Moss back up here, and he's starting to warm up. Jeff, give it here. I'm going to pass the headphones over to you. Give us your impressions a little bit.
As the feet start to get nice and toasty now.
Feet feel a lot better now than they did about 10 minutes ago. You know, this Kennedy defense, this is where they hang their hat all season long, run game and defense. And that's a Fort Dodge team that puts a lot of points on the board. And they've done it against some really good teams this year. Southeast Polk, they lost by 3, put 20-some on the board in that game. Centennial, they scored some points in that game too. But, boy, this defense that Brian White has this year is veteran-led with just some nasty dudes, especially Cade Parker, Jay Ostendorp, that front four for Kennedy. Offensive line-wise, I mean, it turned into a show of watching Connor Colby go get linebackers and safeties.
We heard the biggest roar of the night may have been when Connor Colby pancaked 2 guys on the same block.
I mean, he wasn't even looking at the tackle. He just kind of ran by him and just started laying out linebackers. And those are good linebackers. Those are big athletic linebackers that Fort Dodge has. So this is just an impressive effort tonight by Kennedy. Obviously, they got some things to work on. Hopefully, they'll get some guys back. Hopefully, Caron Hendren will be able to come back. But they'll be at home. And boy, does that's a big, big deal for Kennedy. First off, Urbandale pulling off I don't even know if I call it that big of a shocker. I mean, Centennial's great, but Urbandale played a tough schedule this year, and I wouldn't say snuck into the playoffs, but got in, and it's all about what you do when you get in the playoffs. So Urbandale deserves to be here. They'll come back over. Oh, no, they did not go to Linmar this season. That was last year.
That was last year.
They came to Linmar. So they'll come over here. And Kennedy, hopefully next Friday night it'll be a little nicer. It doesn't look like it. Should be another cool evening. But it should be a packed house full of Cougar and Cedar Rapids, Cedar Rapidians next Friday night to watch what looks like is going to be the only team left in town coming up next Friday.
And you don't have
it is going to be cold.
And you don't have to sweet talk your boss now, so that's much better.
I know. And work all day.
Much
then come play. Then go have fun.
All right. Great job down there tonight, Jim.
Chili time.
Chili time just about. We're just about there. Kennedy scoring. They led 42-6 at halftime. Hendred a 36-yard run. Koski 13-21. Made it 21-0. Fort Dodge ran back the ensuing kickoff. Kershaw from 65 yards. Extra point was no good, though. It was 21-6. Kennedy scored a touchdown on their first drive of the second quarter when Max White took it in from 2 yards out to make it 28-6. And then things got weird in the last minute. Fort Dodge looked like they were going to go for a 4th-and-1 from their own 29-yard line, called 3 timeouts to try to get Kennedy to jump. Ended up getting the punt blocked. Kennedy got it on the 11-yard line, scored 2 plays later to make it 28-6, to make it 35-6. And then the ensuing kickoff, for some unknown reason, Fort Dodge just let it go on the free kick. Kennedy fell on it at the 2-yard line and then scored again before halftime to make it 42-6, and it was pretty much over at that point. Kennedy scoring on a White 5-yard run, Colton Heenish from 16 yards out, and then Black, a 2-yard run, as the reserves were in there, as Kennedy wins it 63-6. You got to get some guys healed up if you're the Cougars, namely Caron Hendred's got to get healthy. Get Cade Parker 100% ready to go, and see what you can do next week. Now, next week, you go real quick from being the hunters to the hunted. Urbandale's going to come out. Remember what Southeast Polk did last year, getting in at 4-5 and making it all the way to the Dome. You don't want to be Urbandale's next victim. The Jayhawks have got a good football team, and they're going to come in here riding high.
If you're a Kennedy loyalist, be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock because Brian White will be our guest on the Coach's Corner, and we will ask all the penetrating questions. And this, Scott and I can promise you, he will tell it like it is. The guy never pulls any punches.
No, and looking forward to that. That'll be tomorrow morning. John will join me as well as we'll go over what happened tonight and take a look ahead at what's coming up next week in the quarterfinal round of the high school football playoffs. Need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, and it's brought to you by your local Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor. Stop on by. John and I recommend the taco pizza, and hold a slice on up as Happy Joe. We lost him this week, so we'll be thinking about him in our next pie coming up. I'm going to go off the board tonight and see if you agree. I'm going to go with Connor Colby tonight.
He did some highlight reel stuff tonight on both sides of the ball as well. He did some real yeoman's duty on defense. But those blocks were unbelievable. It's not very often, as you said, Scott, where you've got the crowd in the stands ooing and eyeing by the play of a lineman downfield. That was phenomenal.
Connor Colby, our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, the future Iowa Hawkeye, the 6'6", 285-pound junior four-star recruit. He is tonight's Happy Joe's player of the game. So looks like we will be here next Friday night here at the Old Gray Lady one more time at Kingston. And the Bob Brooks Press Box is it'll be Kennedy and Urbandale in a quarterfinal. We'll have it for you coming up next Friday night, at least on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We'll let you know where our 106.3 FM game will be. Solon was a winner tonight. Regina was a winner tonight. West Branch, got a feeling we might send the boys to the Little Rose Bowl next week for Regina and West Branch, but we will see how everything will play out. All right, Jeff, great job. John, thank you. Appreciate it, and it's chili time.
That's right. We're on the playoff road, and hang in there, folks, because the best is yet to come.
All right. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to all the great sports-minded boosters to bring you high school football playoff action, including our presenting sponsor, Hills Bank. Check them out at hillsbank.com. KRON.com. Stay tuned. The Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show is coming up next with Jeff Downing. All the scores, some reports from around the state of Iowa, and a look ahead at the quarterfinal round. That's all coming up next through 11 o'clock tonight on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. For Jeff Moss, for John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium. Final score in this Class 4A first rounder tonight, number 5, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 63, the Fort Dodge Dodgers, 6. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. So long from Kingston Stadium.